I'm doing it right now. Hello!
Hi!
And welcome to the Cubicorn Gamers Podcast.
2015 edition.
That's right, I'm trying to bring the thunder, bring the energy. Gotta use it to clear my sinuses.
Really.
Apologies in advance if I seem a little snotty.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle.
Excuse me. It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's winter in Michigan, so we're more phlegm than human at this point.
It's been a good one.
Boogers everywhere.
Yum.
So I got sick. I had two separate illnesses in December.
Good job.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't actually get sick. Like, usually around Christmas, I'll get the flu or something equivalent.
You or Adam.
Or I'll just be on my ass. Like, I think it was the first Christmas where, like, Lorraine and I were really dating, and I was going to go see her family. And that, like, Christmas morning where I was going to go over to their house, I woke up and threw up immediately. It was the first thing I did that day.
About seeing their family.
I mean,
it's a good skill to have.
Yeah. You
know? Oh no, I'm
just turned my stomach a little. My name is Dustin Morbido.
I was making gag faces.
Finger down the throat.
So all the cool kids are doing it.
Look, man, you want to keep your mind job, you gotta keep pretty.
Gotta get rid of all that winter weight.
That's right.
Call you in my office and look for cellulite. This has to go.
I can just Photoshop it out.
That's true, yeah.
There you go.
Are we talking about Justin Bieber today?
We could, I guess.
If
you have anything Justin Bieber related to share,
no,
feel free.
That was the thing in the news that they photoshopped him. Who cares?
Oh, okay, so everything that happens to every celebrity.
Lena Dunham.
I don't know who that is.
Me either.
She's girls,
yeah,
and
girls.
Some other stuff. She's kind of involved with Judd Apatow stuff, sort of.
I don't know who that is either.
Basically, if you ever see a picture of somebody, they're photoshopped anyway.
Yes,
that's true. Have to assume
she's
that.
The girl. She's the girl who I said looked like my cousin when HBO was on randomly when we were in, like, California in that hotel room. Don't worry about it. It's not important.
We're up to a really good start here.
Yeah. Lorraine is here to my left.
Hi!
Not being aware of Lena Dunham, which is probably fine.
I'm not aware of anybody.
That's fine.
I live in obscurity.
It's for the best.
It's great. It's a fun time.
Social black hole.
Yep. Because I don't really care about actors that much. I don't follow many of them, or any at all, aside from a few.
You're so young. I'm just kidding.
I thought you really belonged in this group. I don't know. What happened?
Not up on your celebrity news.
I don't fucking care.
You're the youngest one here. You should keep us up on
really.
The local...
Right.
Where's your copy of Teen Beat?
Why are you...
the top 16.
A bunch of people who are older than you and male know about Justin Bieber, but you don't.
I know
it's
who
really
that
weird.
Is, but I don't pay attention to, like, E.
Maybe you should. We have TMZ on in the background at work every day.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
really
not kidding.
Sorry
That's
about
hilarious.
That.
Sometimes it's great. Most of the time it's not.
They used to be on in the break room sometimes at work. When I was still working at the grocery store, we would have a TV, which sometimes worked and sometimes didn't. And a lot of the times it would be on terrible things like that, or like Ion for whatever reason showing like
it's very different
the weirdest no it was like either of those or like just the news. It was strange. It was a weird time.
Yep.
Good time.
Mm-hmm. Phil McGrath, how's Justin Bieber news?
I was going to talk about older Justin Bieber news, but I'll save that
how much
for
is there?
Later in the podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So we've got plenty of Justin Bieber news.
Excellent.
Douglas Fry, I'm assuming you don't have much Justin Bieber news.
I bet you could think of
something. This is very old, but he bought a Fisker Karma, and who would ever do that?
Yes, everyone has got...
I don't care.
We are true believers here.
Congrats.
Shut up.
You can grace us with whatever the latest Hollywood gossip that you'd like to share is.
Kyle, our Hollywood correspondent.
There was a rumor that Justin Bieber is going to be the next Iron Man.
The impossible. Okay.
Sorry. Good. Okay.
Is Bill Cosby still relevant, or is that done?
No.
Man.
There was an actual rumor the kid from Iron Man 3... His annoying kid that he's friends with, that he would be the next Iron Man 7-8 years from now.
Like, we're all dead married.
He's going to be in the next Indiana Jones.
That already happened.
Yeah, but he wasn't the main character, sort of. And
sure.
There's not going to be another one.
Also, we're not going to talk about that. I will talk about Justin Bieber for 3 hours before we talk about that movie.
I sure hope there's not another Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah,
has anybody seen the Sia music video where...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Where Shia LaBeouf dances with a 12-year-old girl in, like, a pretty provocative manner.
I haven't, but...
Very good.
I watched this. I was not offended. I didn't see it.
No, it's.
I can see how someone else could have seen it as pornographic or whatever, but I didn't see it. I just thought it was weird.
I agree with you.
That sounds like a thing that Shia LaBeouf would do in,
right.
in late 2014, early 2015.
I'm glad it was Shia LaBeouf's career.
Right. Have any of you guys heard about the store he set up in L.A.?
No.
Nothing. Like,
After he got in trouble for, like,
for the plagiarism stuff.
Yeah. He set up a store where the front room was just, like, a desk, and if they waved you through, you'd go into a room where he was sitting there with a bag on his head, and he would just listen to whatever you had to say to him. Like, unresponsive.
This actually happened.
So he just posted up some cash for like a weird surreal art project thing.
How do you even know it was him? He had a bag on his head.
Well, I guess you didn't.
Was that the point?
Rumor went around.
That's amazing.
Man,
this
that's
is like
awesome.
One of those weird things where you go to Comic Con with a mask of yourself on, and no one knows it's you.
Yeah, I might do something like
this
that
is
if I had the means.
Funnier than that.
Like it would just be like it would be kind of like that. It would be like a 7-Eleven with just like the take a penny leave a penny.
No product.
Just to see what people
like
would do.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you guys have for sale? You just shrug, just silently, like, kind of nod to them. Gesture to the... Yeah. Look, man, you can either take a penny or leave a penny. Not
it's
both.
It's up to you.
We're not here to cycle spare change. We're here to make a profit or not. I'm not sure which one yet.
Binary. Documenting human generosity.
Yeah, exactly.
One penny at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, start with a single penny and see how much you can get.
Or
that's
loop,
not
or
already
lose.
That's not already a reality television show, that it will be by the time I finish this sentence.
I used to talk about how far I could get in America driving a car and stopping at every gas station and only paying with the take a penny, leave a penny. I wouldn't get very far, but
you'd be literally stopping
it's
at every
right.
gas station.
Sometimes they'll have silver money in there, and then you're really off to a good start.
Yep. You save all that money paying cash. Those credit card fees. Mm-hmm. 10 cents a gallon is yours for the taking.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone, they said that they don't really have that in other states. That's a Michigan thing for the most
really?
Part.
Yeah. I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think it's because 5-6 years ago, gas got so expensive here that they had to find ways to get it down and save some costs. But
right.
Okay. Sounds about right. That sounds like...
It was like, what, $4 here for... couple of months.
So we basically yeah. originated drive sharing.
Yes.
It's like Uber at its most basic distilled form. I'll take credit for that.
Man. I did it. It was me.
You did it? You started the take a penny, leave a
all
penny?
Of it.
Everything. And Lyft driving?
Yep.
You should be rich and you're not. I'm sorry.
It's
give up all these good ideas.
Accounts.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
You got funds that I'm not aware of?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Prenup.
Yep.
I just need you to sign
doing
this.
It right.
Don't read it.
Don't even bother.
It's not important. Just sign it up. Sign it and hand it to my attorney.
Yep.
So lots of things. Well,
that's
I mean, nothing big and important happened, but holiday stuff happened while we were out.
Every day of our life is important.
I guess that's true.
Every day of my life is important.
Carry on.
Oh Lord. I like to think that every day of my life is important in some way, but it's definitely not.
That doesn't mean you don't waste
yeah,
some
these
of
are,
them.
These are the lies that
important.
We tell ourselves to not
yeah,
immediately
right.
commit suicide.
It's
like,
not that bad.
Don't
these
regret the decisions
the
you make.
Yeah.
That's counterproductive.
No matter what you do, do it with confidence.
Yeah, well, that's
right.
The thing. I've never
this is what I chose to do.
Donuts and video games on the couch is exactly how I wanted to spend the day.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I've never considered myself depressed enough to, like, consider suicide, which I'm very thankful for, because I know that's a very real issue yeah. that obviously I haven't experienced. But I mean, every once in a while, if I just sit there and be in my own mind
think
enough, I'm like,
life.
I could just kill myself, and it wouldn't really be different, would it? Like,
wow.
I mean, I'm getting there anyway. Like, it's not...
We're all dying.
I'm counting down the shot clock. That's what I'm doing. I'm just over here dribbling slowly off to the...
It's not rare, like, especially when I was in Spain, I'd wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning for work and be like, I could just be dead right now.
We'd have to worry about traffic.
You just wait in two hands, you know? Put on pants or kill myself.
Well, so that's just a little bit,
this
a little bit insight
good.
Into.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah,
we're gonna go play in traffic now. Click.
Some of our thought process.
If we were streaming, the view count would be zero by now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or exponentially higher, you never know.
Yeah, we're speedrunning death, guys.
Right.
Drink your Kool-Aid.
We're one of those groups.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
We try.
Lorraine, how's it going? You're to my left.
I am.
Got anything to report? What's been up? No, we haven't been playing many games.
I have.
Mostly designing.
Partially both.
Yeah, you play more stuff than I have, I guess.
That's
not
because
that much
I play
more.
Video games at night while you're working on it. I do.
I don't sleep, I just play video games.
Kind of. But I do sleep.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's literally, like, I choose some more sleep as opposed to doing something fun, basically. Mm-hmm. That's the aged gap between us, is sleep is fun for me now.
I know exactly what you mean.
I just like winding down at the end of the day. Especially after the past
sure,
days,
yeah. And I'm sure that fucks up my sleep schedule more than anything, too. Because
I also get up. I mean, granted, you get up earlier than me when you go to work, but I consistently get up.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, is I actually have no sleep schedule at this point. Sometimes I stay up till 4 a.m.
I do. I be fit every
morning. That's tough.
That's good for you.
It's just yoga. That's what I do.
You've got consistency.
That's legit.
Mm-hmm. I bike for, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes on a stationary bike, and then I'll do, like, 20-ish minutes of Wii Fit yoga.
I asked my boss the other day if I could bring a stationary bike to work and use it in front of my desk, and he just looked at me weird and didn't answer the question.
Yep.
So I'm going
to
do it.
If I had a flat surface to like keep a computer on or something, mm-hmm. I would consider that like an elliptical.
Yeah.
Jacob has a stationary bike desk.
Mm-hmm. Or like a stationary unicycle.
I knew he was going to make the treadmill desk, but
yeah.
This happened instead.
Stationary unicycle would take up less space.
No, the stationary bike's been moved out of their living room, and I don't know where it is. So.
I wonder if they know where it is.
I'm sure Oof. They do.
Okay.
But anyway, video games. I've been playing Rogue Legacy on my Vita. I've been enjoying it.
That's cool.
I'm on my third go through. I've beaten the final boss twice.
Because you're the first person, I think, that I know personally who's actually played a significant amount of that game. Because I had read a bunch of chatter online mm-hmm. saying that it was pretty good, but I'd never tried
it
out.
Fun.
And then I played it for like an hour
yeah,
and enjoyed what I tried, but I didn't mm-hmm. get deep enough into it.
I really
it
like playing it on my Vita.
Really experienced
it's like right there. I can die like a million times because mm-hmm. I do that.
Because at that game's core, it's basically just like an action game. Like an action platformer with roguelike elements, right?
Yeah. The map can... Well, you can set the map from the last run if you want to, like, get only 60% of the money that you would get. But it's just, like, the randomized map with the same four general locations. The castle in the middle. Forest to the right. The tower, I guess, technically, to the top. And the dungeon to the bottom. And there's four bosses. And your goal is to beat all four and then beat the final boss. And every time you die, your character dies, and you move on to one of their children that you pick of a variety of classes. And you have, like, a kind of like a skill tree, but more of like a perks tree that you unlock by, like, putting the money you get from the runs in there. And you can unlock a blacksmith who will give you more equipment that is also just more stat buffs. And then a enchantress who you have to find the equipment and then buy it. And then there's an enchantress who you find and buy ruins who give you just other stat buffs that are kind of in the tree and kind of on equipment. But you can get, like, one per each. There's, like, five slots for the five different equipments. And then there's cause it's sword, chest piece, cape, bracers, and helmet. And then there's the guy who will lock down the castle. And then you lose, depending on what your upgrade thing is, you can either lose all of your money that you have, left over from your last run, or like I have it maxed up, the one perk up to you lose just half of what you had, so you go and starting with stuff. It's fun. I'm not the greatest at it, but I'm having a good time.
It's cool. You're playing it multiple times and still liking it.
Yeah.
So
that's because I want to get. I'm going for the one trophy where you get all the equipment, and I have like maybe 5-ish pieces left total amongst all five of the things.
How much gameplay did that require to get that far?
Well, I'm bad at it, so, but it's taken
still.
Me maybe like 30 hours over the past like 2 or 3 weeks. But I've also been playing another game at the same time, so
mm-hmm.
that's been taking up some things. Because I've been playing another game on my Vita, Yi's Memories of Salsetta. Mm-hmm.
That's probably how that's pronounced. Ease is right,
I'm just
going to
call it Y's because it's
yeah,
Y-S.
Is right. I don't know what the
Y-S.
Subtitle is, but
Ease is...
Yeah. It's technically the fourth game in the series. I've never played any of the other ones. The game looked fun. It's kind of like an action RPG, but it's like kind of like WoW camera almost. It's like fixed and above, and you've got a party of three people. Like, you get other characters. You get six total, and you can cycle them out. And you're controlling one person, but can switch to the other two at any time.
Okay.
And they just, like, attack, and you're just running around killing stuff. I'm having fun. I haven't played any of the others in the series and just kind of picked it up because it was a Vita game.
Is there a continuity between them at all?
I have no idea. I think the main character is the same.
So if there is, it's lost on you.
Yeah.
Who's going to play any of the previous
it's
games?
It's not referencing other things constantly.
I feel like there was a reference in, like, because the guy lost his memory. I feel like I read he might do that at the beginning of every single game.
okay.
But I think there was a reference in one of his, like, memories to one of the other games, because they mentioned an island that would have stayed cursed or something, and I'm like, that sounds like that could have been a game.
Right,
or he's just, this other character's just pulling stuff out of the air.
You should go with that.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. I've never seen that guy before, aside from that dream sequence, so I have no idea.
How deep are you in that, would you say? Did they have like a percentage count or anything?
There's like a million percentage count.
There's not one that's just, like, total completed?
Not a universal. There's, like, memories you got, like, acquired, but you get them back at story points, and you can also pick them up on the overworld. They're just magical floating blue spots.
Okay.
That you can just touch and get a memory, and you get, like, a stat buff, because science.
Indeed. You do when you get those memories? You form them into a chain of some kind?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
It's not Kingdom Hearts.
Good. It's probably for the best.
You can, like, go back and rewatch all the dumb cutscenes for it, so that's kind of cool. I had to use deductive reasoning with those memories to answer a question at one point, so that was fun.
That's funny.
It's just like, which memory is relevant to what's happening next? And I just kind of started picking them, and it's like, no! And I picked the right one, and the story went on, and I was like, cool.
Great.
It really didn't happen.
It was checking your attention span, basically.
I mean, no.
Have you been actually paying attention to this game?
Not really.
It'll be on the written, so you better.
It's good. I mean, it's got a pretty unique story so far. It's interesting. It's nothing like I've played before, so that's fun. Having a good time.
That's cool. How did the characters, like, AI-wise work? You said they're attacking. Do they have, are there any settings where you can tweak, like, what actions they will take when they're acting autonomously? Or do they just kind of have one?
The main thing I've seen is kind of like the attack or defense kind of setting. It's used by, like, motions on the rear touchpad of the Vita, where they'll either, like, actually actively go and attack things, or just kind of, like, not attack things and just, like, stick really close to you. So if you want to just, like,
so you can get, like, a base level of direction for kind of what you want them to do.
Yeah, but I don't think you can, like, do anything with targeting unless you switch to them. And
right.
Because there's, like, three different types of attack. There's slash, strike, and pierce. And there's two characters for each stat. And they're unique enough that they're not, like, clones of the same person. They use different weapons.
Hmm.
And so, like, enemies are either not weak to any of them or weak to a specific one and resist the other ones. So you could then, like, switch that person, destroy that thing faster, or just ignore it. And just kind of where I'm at, because I got the trophy for destroying things with type resistances.
That's cool.
So I'm just the same person because I like him.
Awesome.
I'm having fun, though. That's what I've been doing.
Very neat.
Also been trying to get a shiny Tyrant to little to no success in my Y version.
What color is it?
It's blue! He's adorable!
Okay.
Alright.
Sorry.
Cow's still dying. There's snow outside as we speak. It's very cold.
I'm not gonna do that.
Come on.
I have the shiny charm. I want to use it.
Are you using the Masuda method?
Yes. Alright. It has an adamant nature. It has Ice Fang, Poison Fang, Fire Fang, and Dragon Dance.
So you're just making a jillion eggs.
And yes,
IVs.
Its parents have everything except special attack, I think. So like,
right,
they're all like, it's in a good spot, but nothing is happening.
Are you getting the IVs of the rejects, or are you just
not? I was at first because he wanted to have a decent one. And I got quite a few with 4 to 5. Like, cool. I think the one I'm giving Dustin has 5.
Not special attack, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So it's basically perfect.
Yes. Except
with all the poison fangs you could ever want.
I had to, because I had the Tyrant I started with, I actually got off of Wonder Trade, had all of the IVs, like, that I wanted.
It was someone else's reject, probably.
Yeah, just someone just someone throwing else stuff off.
That's usually how that goes. Not necessarily hacked.
It had Thunder Fang as opposed to Poison Fang, and I wanted Poison Fang.
Poison Fang.
Yeah, come on.
So I had to
get those fairies.
I had to go get freaking Seviper, and then
inject some snake into this bloodline.
Yep. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And then I made the mistake of you can only, if it has if the one of the parents has four, it won't replace one of them with the fifth. So I had to go in, like,
delete.
I had to go in one. And like delete the one. And
yeah, or Fang. Again. I hated when it did that.
But
man,
I'm like maybe 14 boxes in.
Well, it's not that unlikely. Like you'll probably get one sooner than later.
I don't remember the odds offhand. It's like one
with
in a Masuda thousand
method,
with the charm and Masuda
yeah,
method.
Yeah,
it might be down to 1 in 500.
It's less than 1 in 1,000.
Oh, it's much less than 1 in 1,000 with both of those. But yeah. I'm just getting being horribly
unlucky. 1 in 1,000 is still not very good.
That's what 30 to a box. You said how many boxes?
Like. No, I'm closer to 16, actually.
16 boxes full?
Yes.
That's about
you're
500.
Like a little more than halfway there. Mathematically.
Right. The one thing that's really bothering that works, me is that when I was completing my national decks, I got a random shiny Bronzor. Like, I just needed a Bronzor.
The Bronzor.
I put the Bronzong in the daycare and just sell a random thing. And there was a shiny one. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's the only shiny egg I have ever hatched.
That was the
I've
first
never hatched a shiny egg.
Yeah, I don't think I have either, actually. And I've hatched a lot of fucking eggs, let me tell you.
That was before the shiny charm, too.
Yeah.
So that's even, it was Masuda method. But
so it was still like 1 in 2,000.
Just because the Bronzor was Japanese or something like that. Like, I had just gotten it like from someone.
Well, that
threw
improves
it in the
your
daycare.
Odds a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's half, and then shiny charm might be 8 or 4%. Like, or 4, like.
Yeah.
A fourth lower or an eighth lower. It's something like that. Shiny Charm is higher than Masuda Method, but Masuda Method is decent.
Stack it.
I'm trying.
Stack it.
I'm trying.
Stack.
Trying so hard.
Madness.
I believe you.
Is Tyrant naturally learned Stealth Rock, or is that an egg move?
It's a move tutor now, so it doesn't matter. I think he learns it naturally, though, because I remember before.
Oh, no, I think you had to teach it from him to something else that had Stealth Rock as an egg move.
Well, all I remember is in before they integrated the old games, when the metagame was just XY stuff, he was one of the most popular Pokemon because he was one of the only things that could Stealth Rock.
I think he definitely was key to teaching a lot of other things Stealth Rock, too.
But his ability is Strong Jaw, so...
Does he have a second ability, or is that it?
It's not... You can't get it.
It's Rock Head?
No recoil?
Yeah.
I can't... Is it Rock Head? Is that what that is?
Yep, that's his hidden ability, though.
But you can't get it right
smash,
now.
But yeah, it's not out yet. But when it does come out, he's going to throw big head smashes.
I saw that, and I'm like, how can I get that? And I'm like, it's not available.
I saw that they just actually released Contrary Superior.
Finally.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, because they just
ruined the metagame even more.
I think they were doing that with all the Unova starters in Japan. I think they're doing. I think they're planning on doing all of them, but I think Superior
was. But that was the one that just should have never been made.
It's like Spigoo's Blaziken.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, that's pretty
some
stupid
other things too.
Yeah.
But we'll
head.
Never get Lightning Rod Zapdos.
Nope, that's too much.
Or Shadow Tag Chandelure.
Oh my god.
That's what it was going to be.
I want that.
That one actually changed.
They did change it, didn't they?
Now it's
Infiltrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is still
cool. That's fine.
That's like no
although his other abilities
are subs, good. Right? And
yeah, you can hit behind subs, and it does one other thing, too. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Neat.
Awesome. Man, you'll get one eventually. Somebody shiny use.
And then I'm going to just transfer all, because I do have a subscription to Box, or Bank.
Whatever
you can call it Box.
Yeah, I know what
you're talking about.
Yeah, because I use that for
that's what, like $5 a year?
Something like that.
Maybe I think it might actually be closer to, it's 3 to 5. Okay. I don't remember exactly how much.
It's that much or a little less.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep it for more than a year. I don't need it. It is helpful, though.
Mm-hmm. Send your Pokemon to the cloud.
I have 8 boxes of Tyrants there right now.
You're going to leak pictures of your Pokemon on the internet.
My God. You monster.
You know, I have compromising so many compromising Jinx photos.
I think all Jinx photos are compromising Jinx photos.
She's got a blue face now, right?
Purple.
Oh, purple?
She's purple.
Yeah. Okay.
Depends on what gen game you're looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly. They
that's, what
they,
that's what's compromising about those photos. She does blackface in private.
If you have an N64 Snap versus the WiiWare one, it's different.
I didn't know that.
She is purple in the WiiWare one.
I didn't know that.
Or the Wii Virtual Console
I just assumed they wouldn't change anything about
it. I know
it,
that they changed
cool.
some of it so that you could share your pictures from it, but...
No, like when they ported that game over, they changed her to fit the canon purple as opposed to
black. Also probably to avoid some angry emails.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because she's officially canon purple now. Yeah. Like, it's been retconned.
Yeah, I'm going to go with she's actually black, but she wears purple face.
So which is still kind of racist.
Yeah, right. But it is.
You can't win for losing, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But how does Jinx feel about Orange Sword?
Positively.
Thumbs up.
We're going to stop this
round. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
So many places to go.
How's it going? What have you been up to, Phil? Anything worth sharing?
I got sick twice.
Good job.
Works great.
One of those is a good thing.
Yeah.
How many people did you get sick?
Yeah, exactly. How much illness did you spread?
Only one other person at work has gotten sick, and she actually was the one who got me sick to begin with. So that's
circle of
the recipients,
circle of germs. It's not good.
That's what you get for licking everybody's stapler when they're out on break.
That is what I do. I got the Destiny expansion, and I got a PS4.
Yay!
And it's much prettier than I anticipated. last night I ran the raid for the first time, and it was actually really well designed and really fun. Even though people...
First cat noise of the year.
Action Cat speaks. We cheesed two different portions of the raid, so I don't even know how you're supposed to do them. But one of them involved having the leader disconnect and the whole thing freaking out.
I've heard about this.
And then the boss, you do that when he's in a state of vulnerability and he just never recovers from that state.
Oh,
so when you load the person back in, you just destroy him and it's super easy.
I'm surprised they wouldn't hot fix that out immediately.
They don't fix anything quickly. But they are fixing that this week, which is still relatively quickly. But the painful thing is they'll fix that, but they won't fix anything that makes it harder that's a glitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever or quickly. Pretty much ever. So that's why people resort to shit like this. Also, I did it without a microphone and with a group of people who maybe were not super experienced. So it was kind of a struggle, even though we cheesed it. But it was still a lot of fun.
That's cool.
I recommend it.
Awesome.
The first portion, you're on a winding bridge, and it's pitch black with, like, lamps that emit light periodically throughout the bridge, and you're supposed to just go from one lamp to the next. And the game just spawns waves of enemies at you as you, like, run as fast as you can through the bridge. And it was really fucking cool. That's the only game I've been playing, though.
So. That's really cool. How do you feel about the difference between the two versions? Overall, more positively about the PS4 one, just because it's nicer looking? Because I've seen both being played, and, like, it makes me a little sad that there's not one that's definitively the best. Because when I look at them back-to-back, like when I was seeing people play them online or whatever, the PS3 version loads so much faster.
Well,
which I guess doesn't matter if you're doing, like, some of the long-form content, like raids and stuff, like, kind of, who cares? But just seeing, like, I'll spend, like, 45 seconds looking at that ship waiting for it to do something.
It did that in the PS3 sometimes.
It did basically the same.
Yeah. It took, an entire year to download.
Yeah.
I seriously downloaded it, woke up the next morning, and it wasn't done.
How big a file
PS3
download was that?
Like
16
really slow,
gigs
though.
Or something.
Yeah,
that was a PS4 download.
Yeah, and
that's really,
it's just PSN stuff in general for me, at least.
That's what I read.
Because, like, I didn't even... I know our internet connection's not great, but it's not that shitty.
Yeah.
Because when I was... when I was pulling stuff down, like, when I downloaded, like, 6 or 7 games for us to screw on with over New Year's on Steam...
Yeah.
Like, that, I was getting, like, 2 megs a second. And when I download shit on PSN, it's like,
it's
you get 250
slower.
Kilobytes.
Sometimes, for me, it was definitely less than that for a period of time.
Oh, they're so slow.
Was it, like, The Last of Us? Didn't that take forever on
PS3? When I ended up getting The Last of Us digitally, and it took over a night to download.
I turned it
on at, like, 9 p.m., like, in the evening, and came back to it at, like, noon the next day, and it had finished finally.
One thing I've definitely noticed that other people have reported is that if you go into menus in PS3, when you try to, like, during an intense graphical scene, it'll take a long time to load your menus properly, and in PS4 it's actually pretty quick.
Cool.
So, which is important, because sometimes you have to, like, use an ammo item during the middle of a boss fight or something, and it used to literally take, like, 30 seconds sometimes in PS3, and that's not a thing in PS4.
That's really good.
The
UI in that game still kind of surprises me.
It's,
it is the way that it is.
The game's really just a beta. Like, if you play it enough, you know, you can tell this was not supposed to be the final product of the game. And we'll get the final product of the game, like, maybe a year from now.
Right. I mean, compared to some of the other stuff that came out, like, this past year, at least it functioned, like, on a technical level.
It was still more polished than a lot of
let you play what was in the box, as opposed to...
Right, yeah.
We're probably getting pretty close to a boiling point on that, of just people just being fed up with unfinished games being shipped.
I hope so.
It's getting there.
Like, it's a scary spot to be in when, I'm assuming, when you're the person who has to ship that unfinished game, but at the same time, you can't keep doing that forever to consumers and just, like, have that fly. So,
Sorry, you already pre-sold them on $20 worth of DLC before they bought it.
Right.
More than
that. You're gonna get, like, out free eventually. Like, so,
if it's bad enough, they'll just give you the free DLC, like, that was their plan all along.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, psych, you get, everybody gets this now. Yay!
Please don't
Please
hate
keep
us.
Keep playing the game.
Buy our next version out in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the stuff that with digital purchases becoming more prominent is really cool, but pre-orders make even less sense. Mm-hmm, yeah. Like especially like way ahead of the curve pre-orders, like... Why would you ever pre-order something digitally like 12 months before it's going to be released?
Right,
other than you just feel like donating Microsoft or Sony like 60 of your dollars to them.
I'd get an
in-game
hat if I did.
Or you'll get invited to the Halo 6 beta.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Pre-ordering Halo 5. Wow.
I definitely bought or pre-ordered Crackdown just so I could play in the Halo 3.
You're not the only one. It's the equivalent of...
And that was worth it for a game I never played.
Paying to go to see Geely just so you could see the Star Wars Episode 1 trailer.
I did watch Dan play it a lot.
Man, that's doubly disappointing. Oh, man.
I almost said that.
I don't think that was the actual case. That's just the movie I thought of for some reason.
I wish it was, though. That would be awesome.
It was something like that, though.
I hope Ben Affleck gets in one of those later Star Wars movies. Just gonna bitch about that on the internet as well.
Not my Batman.
That's right. Not my Han Solo's shitty son.
I can believe that.
God, I would totally watch a movie that has Ben Affleck flying the Millennium Falcon. God, what a good idea.
So some movie executive somewhere needs a new pair of pants after he said that.
I've got it. Oh, man. Anyway. Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's a thing that I've heard from pretty much anybody who's still like way into Destiny, is that it's still half a game, but still really fun.
The gameplay is so solid that even though the rest of it's unpolished, I just don't give a shit. I like shooting things in that game.
I mean,
feels
that's
good.
Kind of the definition.
The controls and everything feel really good. It's just... Especially once I hit 20, it's just too repetitive. I can't do it.
It is extraordinarily repetitive. I recommend doing everything in the game once, and then if you don't want to keep doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Then
have you enjoyed any of the Crucible stuff? Because I still haven't
actually
tried it.
There's a steep learning curve in the Crucible. Like, as a person who played hundreds of hours of Halo and was very good at it, I was garbage in the Crucible when I got in, and it wasn't because my gear was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely have to put time into it if you want to be good at it. Doing it with other players, yesterday I played with Alex for the first time. That was really fun, and we both were a lot better because of it. But just in general, the more you play, the better you get at it, and the more you enjoy it. So I recommend trying it, but probably not until you get to 20. And
especially at this point, since the game's been out for months.
Yeah, like, other people will have better gear than you, and it won't matter a lot, but between that and the lack of experience in the Crucible, you'll probably just get rolled for a while. I was going to say one other thing about it, but my brain doesn't really remember.
Malfunction.
Oh, the day I got the PS4... PSN basically is out.
That was when it was down.
Yeah. So for like the first week I had it, I barely got to use it, and I wasn't sure if that also would have been the case for PS3, which I
said you got it the day after Christmas, right? Because PSN was down like through either very late on the 27th or the 28th, I think. That was all due to...
That's what kept me from downloading Rogue Legacy.
Yeah. DDoS couldn't attack. Hacker Proud.
Was that all it was? It was a DDoS?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in... Because of the timing, too, that was also the time of year where the most people are going to be sitting at home playing.
That was the point.
Yeah, just like, yeah, ruin children's Christmas, basically.
Like, sure. Oh, I mean, we wanted to show you how crappy these systems were.
You probably needed even less machines to be pinging PSN to take it down at that point, right, since their traffic was most likely pretty high anyway.
Yeah. Sony's had a bad time since the last time we did this.
Yeah,
well, they did it to Microsoft, too. Microsoft got theirs up fast.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Xbox Live was back up, like, within 24 hours, I think.
The whole time.
Nobody cared.
The year before, Nintendo was down for, like, a week around Christmas, just because so many people had just bought Pokemon or whatever.
Right. Right. Tumbleweed blowing through the eShop.
Yeah. I remember when they had to, like,
they released games digitally on the 25th, like on Christmas Day. No. Like, Duck Hunt came out.
Yeah, Duck Hunt.
And one or two other things that were much less.
No, the new Shantae game, I think.
Yeah.
Bank was delayed, like, everywhere except Japan, because it basically shut down
everything.
It
destroyed everything their servers. I remember that. When it did eventually come up, it got destroyed again.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people complaining about how they should have anticipated that high volume, because every person who owned a Pokemon game was waiting for it.
Shrug is accurate.
Everything.
They've gotten their crap together since then, it seems like.
Yeah, everyone jumped off the ship, and now it's all right.
It's a lighter ship.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's real weird. I don't have much experience with that, but, like, the tiniest bit of, like, trying to launch a website and network overload stuff, and that's a hard problem to solve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no good, like, easy way to just scale up massive amounts of...
I'm going to prove how unprepared you are for me punching you in the face by punching you in the face.
80 times.
You should wear a mask at all times.
Me and these 30 other guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. Like, it's hard to prepare a site for, like, a massive amount of traffic for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Especially, I guess, depends on the kind of organization you're a part of. I'm assuming Sony's and Microsoft have some more resources than maybe, like, a smaller company.
You assume too much.
Well, yeah. But,
it's still just a bunch of dicks being dicks for no reason other than to be dicks.
Because sure. They can.
Yeah. I saw the, God, I don't remember who it was. I think it was some actual official U.S. organization, though. But they put out a tweet that was like, listen, kids, don't dial 911 and ask us why PSN isn't open.
I saw that.
Like, for real, don't do this.
People were actually doing that. I saw a recording of one, and it was like, do you know anything about this PlayStation Network outage?
Yep.
Please don't use our services for this.
Read a book or go outside.
Right.
Shut them down. Yes. 12-year-old.
I remember that. It was good.
Yeah.
Something good came of the attack, then.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to go outside. And...
I wonder if they even, like, if you're in grade school, do they even teach you about 911 anymore?
No,
probably.
Because I remember it being, was at least drilled into me that it was a big fucking deal if you were going to call 911. Yeah. Like, someone should be actively attacking you or, like, dying in front of you.
Right.
And then you push those digits
this
in.
This is not a joke.
Your ability to play Call of Duty.
My life is basically ruined.
I can't prestige now. God.
No, I remember being like that too. Like, listen.
If you're gonna call,
don't do this.
I remember stop, drop, and roll, but I don't remember being told about 911 in kindergarten.
I remember hiding under my desk in case of a bomb.
No, you didn't.
I'm just kidding.
We had tornado drills.
Yeah, we did have tornado drills.
Sit out in the hall.
You're right,
put your head against the wall. Right?
Everyone crouched down at the base of the wall.
I never got hit by a tornado.
Run outside into the field.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Chase the cows.
Yep. I mean, maybe it's just because, like, every 8-year-old has an iPhone now, so it's just like a one more matter of fact thing that is like among the 2 million other things that device can do for you.
Yeah.
Also, you can do this in emergencies, whatever.
It's an emergency.
Chicken
when
nuggets.
I was in London, an old woman tripped and like smashed her face on the concrete, and like there were a bunch of people saw her, and we ran over and we're trying to help her, and I like pull up my phone. I'm like, it's not 911 here.
What to do?
That would have thrown me for a loop too. I wouldn't have known what to do.
You should have asked someone to call 911. They just like
they would have been like, "What?
Someone get a police box."
Is that internationally known about?
Try 411 and hope that that's still information. Emergency. What do I do?
912.
Hey, you're literally the stereotype. Give me the number for 911.
Man, that's funny. Yeah, I wonder what it would be.
And what is it? Did you find out?
No, somebody else called.
Okay. They called whatever it was.
She'd have asked, be like, what did you call?
Yeah.
And they just look at you like you're an idiot.
I was just ordering a pizza.
Yep. It's a 007. Please. James Bond was on scene within minutes. Yep. And he kicked her off a bridge. That's only for very serious terrorism-based emergencies. She was armed. You all saw it.
That's why she fell. She tripped over her gun.
She killed Sean Bean.
Oh. Can't have that. Sean Bean. Oh, man. Isn't he the dude from, like... I mean, he's a British actor in a million things, but isn't he the guy in GoldenEye?
Yeah, he was the Russian guy, Trevelyan, in GoldenEye, right?
Yeah.
And died, of course.
Yep. Did you see...
the only role I'll ever know him from is his appearance in The Rare Game, not even the movie.
That was the name of Aerith in the Final Fantasy VII speedrun.
No, I know. Okay. I never saw the movie.
Oh. I'm pretty sure that's what they named Aerith in the Final Fantasy
speedrun. It was a terrible movie, by the way.
I've seen, minutes of it on TV, but for whatever reason, I've never bothered to sit down and watch GoldenEye for, the hundreds of hours that I've played of that game.
I watched it, a year ago, and I hated every second of the viewing experience.
Awesome.
I have never watched a James Bond movie front to back.
Personally, I don't think you're missing out on much.
Yeah, I haven't seen any since GoldenEye.
I don't even. I watched one.
Casino Royale was almost okay, sort of.
I've heard that. All right.
Yeah,
I don't remember which one I watched.
I didn't hate it.
One
that would be the one, probably, and it's still just like a pretty okay action movie.
Yeah.
It's not something to write home about in general. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're probably doing all right.
I don't feel the need to go watch any of them.
Then don't.
I
forgot that Quantum of Solace existed.
I've never seen it.
A
I think
very long time.
Yeah. I did see it. It is that forgettable. Even if I had watched it yesterday, I might feel that way. It's like, oh right, they
I
made
honestly
that.
Don't remember if I've seen it or not.
I definitely haven't.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Bad guy wanted to steal water. That was his thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was literally trying
sounds
to
like a Batman villain.
Hold the world's water supply hostage.
Sounds like a Batman villain. We've been watching enough Batman the Animated Series.
The original
that's
one?
That's a thing that we've been
good
doing.
Cool.
Yeah. He has it on DVD, so we've watched all four disc sets.
Have you gotten into when they had the animation change?
Yes, we watched through all that.
They're still good, but it's not the same.
That's exactly what I was...
What's the best episode?
Oh. I don't know.
Dustin?
Man, I don't know. Picking one off the top of my head,
you
that's
take like
difficult.
Three or four if that makes you.
I've seen
more
all of them once, so I doubt I could guess it.
The Grey Ghost one was pretty good.
Yeah,
with Adam West in it, where he's
that was
the
funny.
He's basically Batman. Like,
yeah, he's the Batman of that universe.
Yeah, he's like a Lone Ranger type character, but he's just
it's pretty early.
Fucking Batman.
It's funny. Yeah, okay. I think that was like the first disc set, wasn't it?
And the antagonist in that episode, the dude, he's like a dude who drives explosive tiny cars or something. He's like a toy collector, but he's also he's designed
that.
After like the
I remember that now.
The lead animator, like artist Bruce Timm. He looks just like him, which is just a very hilarious, like one more dumb
that's
thing
funny.
To throw in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that one because it's stupid.
That's what I remember about that episode.
For how good that show is, there are a lot of just stupid episodes that somehow are still good. Despite how stupid.
I had a good time the whole time.
Yeah.
There wasn't an episode I was just kind of like, oh my god.
Like Lorraine was saying, all the Mr. Freeze ones are pretty good. They could do a lot for that character. For a character who is like useless and unimportant in any other thing that he's ever been in.
I want to say
so
that
sad.
If he wasn't,
I feel so bad
if he wasn't created for the show, he was at least made real
by
the show.
Yeah, they characterized him in that show like in other Batman lore before that. As far as I know, he's literally just a dude with a cold gun.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't have a backstory.
Yeah.
His name's Mr. Freeze, and he freezes things.
I'm sure he
Arnold
has a backstory before that.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the one from the show probably replaced it.
Yeah,
it
I think that's the case with a lot of
better.
Stuff that came out of that animated series.
I know that Harley Quinn was actually made for the cartoon.
Yeah, she was generated for the cartoon, and then now she's just a bird.
Now she's everything. She's going to be in a movie next year, I think.
Really?
Oh, that's right. The whatever
the
it's called,
Sinister Six.
Yeah.
No, that's basically.
Yeah,
but that's not the name for it.
We all know it's
Suicide Squad.
Yes,
yeah. Thank you.
That's the one.
The
alliteration was right.
Yeah.
My favorite villain from all of that is Penguin, because he's hysterical. He's just mm-hmm. funny.
We watched the Burton so Penguin movie, and it was hysterical.
He's better before the animation shift. Right, he doesn't look as funny.
He does look. He looks like his design is taken from the Burton movie, like in the original.
He's a gross monster.
Yeah, where he's just like a horrible looking webbed thing.
His eyes cute. I like his cute.
You need to watch the Burton movie.
No,
he is not cute.
Except he's Danny DeVito.
He's drooling green goo.
Yeah, he's got horrible, like, jagged teeth.
Nose it off.
Oozing out of him.
He's just like a gentleman.
He runs for mayor.
He does run for mayor. He says some bad things. It ruins his election.
Yep.
And then, adorable. And then it ends with, like, penguins with jetpacks assaulting Gotham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank God Michael Keaton's in stuff again, man. Those Batman movies. Holy crap. Tim Burton.
But what was the best episode? What is, according to you?
I was just asking your opinion.
Did you watch the Superman crossover ones?
What? Supergirl was in there?
Yeah, there was that one, which was in the last season, where it's like Supergirl and Batgirl.
Yeah. But there were some episodes where Batman crossed over into Superman.
Yeah, I think those are technically part of the Superman series.
Those are really
good. We haven't seen those, but we'll probably get there.
We started Batman Beyond. I think it's
called World's Finest.
Yeah, I gotta watch all of Batman Beyond. Those are really good, though.
Have you ever seen all of it?
I've never seen all of it
back in the day when it was like... I think eventually it was in the like afternoon Toonami block at some point, if nothing else.
Yeah, it definitely was.
That even crossed into Justice League at one point.
We were talking about that on the way up, that the finale, quote-unquote, of Batman Beyond is an episode of Justice League.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's kind that of... I was still in the brain. There's an entirely mediocre twist in there that I'm not in love with, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't mind if you spoil it.
Just spoilers for Batman Beyond.
Here we go.
When the reveal in the Justice League episode where they wrap up Batman Beyond says that new Batman is Bruce Wayne's biological son.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was like genetically.
Yeah. I know, right?
Genetically engineered by the genetic engineering people.
Yeah,
so
some ladies. Yeah.
So he's like, what's his face? Whatever.
And he's the same as we watched the Joker movie, which is real good.
That's amazing.
Return
of
the Joker.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's really good.
Yeah, it ties in with that too. It's supposedly derived from the same technology that let the Joker live on and Tim Drake's body or whatever.
That was creepy.
That is a good movie.
It's probably it's probably the single strongest chunk of DC animated universe stuff. Like if you had to take one episode or whatever of something. Mm-hmm. It's real good.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just
Lorraine is quivering.
Mark Hamill as the Joker is one of the gifts to our generation.
Truth.
Yep. That was the way to grow up, man.
And Joker. Bruce Conroy's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I love that he does them for video games and other animated movies.
Is he
too.
In Arkham? Is
he did
two of the Arkham games,
that's
but not
good.
The third one.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think he's a good
fake.
Batman.
Yeah, I think he's doing it in the fourth one,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
So what happened to
the third one wasn't the same team of developers either.
Is it? Which one is that?
Origins.
Yeah, Arkham Origins. So forgettable that
I've actually never played it.
Yeah,
no.
It's Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and then they put out that Origins game that was made by other people.
The next one's Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight.
Is that the one where you're driving the Batmobile through buildings and stuff?
I hope so.
It's got the Batmobile. It's got the Batmobile in it, which might have been in City 2. I kind of forgot.
Played any of them.
At least not in any significant.
Yeah, you're right. That's the thing that they've been shinning up for as their big thing is that you can drive the Batmobile in the new one. So I didn't have that on the list, but do you guys want to spoil that game that's not out yet?
Which game?
Arkham Knight.
I've already heard the spoiler.
Which is not a spoiler.
I'm
going to do it anyway. So if you care, black yourself out for the next 10 seconds. So on Amazon, there was a listing for the special edition of that game, which comes with a statuette.
Okay.
And part of that statuette is a tombstone for Batman.
Whoa.
Built into it that's
Jesus.
The city gratefully remembers the Gotham Knight or whatever.
Like the end of
the third
Batman movie, Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Sure. Which first of all, in comic book terms, that could be literally meaningless.
Yeah, right.
No, it just means that the fifth game is going to be Batman Beyond.
We would be awesome.
That'd be amazing.
I would totally play that.
I want to fly.
Yeah.
Man, what's Will Friedle got going on these days? Has he made a cameo in Girl Meets World? He's not doing anything.
I really, really like him.
I need more Eric from Boy Meets World in my life.
Is that Batman Beyond?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's really amazing. I did not.
So there you go.
Worlds collide.
It was great.
I've not seen
Terry McGinnis. That's his character.
Yeah, Terry McGinnis, right?
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
He mistreats his girlfriend constantly.
Kind of. Yeah,
he's just blowing her off all the time.
Right. Right. It's not anything.
I got Batman business.
I don't trust you enough to be like, "Hey, I'm Batman."
My favorite episode so far was I don't remember what the villain was, but Batman got beat up. And he had, like, he was hearing voices. Do you remember which one?
Oh, the sound guy.
The sound guy.
Screech, that's that villain's name.
I remember that episode.
And,
good episode.
The guy at the end, he's like, Eric, I don't remember, Terry.
Terry.
He was Batman, like, how did you know that the voices weren't coming from you? And he's like, because he kept calling me Bruce.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, he's like, that's not what I call myself. And he's like, what do you, he's like, that's my name now. Bruce is just like, no.
Bruce Wayne, Batman as a cadre old jerk, really played well in that show.
Oh, yeah, I love him. I love him in that. He's just kind of
grumpy
an ass,
old man.
But it's great. I loved him as Batman through all of that.
Mm-hmm. For a thing that on paper could have been like incredibly shitty, which could have been the same thing with that original animated series anyway.
Yeah,
like Batman Beyond is real good.
It's aged well.
When that was like a new show back in 1993 or whatever, and they're playing it like at prime time,
because
it was like not so much a children's show. It's just
And I didn't even know that until after the fact because I only watched it on Kids WB.
That's where I was exposed to any of it and like the Superman or Batman Beyond.
Yeah, because that was coming off the tale from, like, The Simpsons, where you could have cartoons in primetime again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's real good, man. I really enjoy it.
So good.
I mean, we've had it just in the background while we've worked on stuff, so that's how we breezed through, like, what is that even,
right.
Like,
2032? It was a lot, yeah.
Every episode of Buffy.
Buffy. Dustin got me season 8 in like library book form of the comics. They're like this big hardcover books. It's great.
Wow.
I read through all of it like 3 days after.
Sure.
You guys played a game of the card game, right?
We played one game of the card game.
Sure that wasn't in my head.
Yep.
All
right. But those books are big. To share like Lorraine's hand sizes with people who obviously can't see through the microphones.
they're
like good, like 2 foot tall by like 1 foot wide. They're enormous.
Books or comic books?
They're comic books.
Okay.
But I mean,
they're like library editions. So they've got like a bookmark.
10 or 20
like,
volumes in them or
fancy
whatever.
Like ribbon mm-hmm. going through it. And it's like thick. And there's 4 of them and they're enormous and it's great.
The visceral joy. Of a quality
season
book.
9 is coming out in that format this year. The first one comes out at like the end of this month, and then it's like,
was that never like a Kickstarter bring back Buffy type of thing?
Well, I mean, I guess it's still kind of sort of ongoing in comic book form. I'm not sure.
They're in season 14 or something.
I have no idea. I haven't actually looked it up.
I think I looked it up on Wikipedia.
I'm thinking of something else.
It's good. It feels like the show.
You're singing
like,
Veronica
a lot.
Mars.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you, Doug.
I can see how you would kind of get those confused.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
Like both sort of cultish TV shows starring young women.
Yeah,
that makes sense, how you would get those crossed.
It was good, and I liked
Too much sense.
I'm glad you said that, as I wasn't going to think of it myself. I was going to eat at me.
They made that new movie, though. That, like,
really?
That was the thing that got kickstarted.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's kind of shitty.
Okay.
I didn't actually watch Veronica Mars.
Neither did I.
Goes to Mars?
I watched Veronica Mars because I made a, like, TV promo for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The local UPN station.
Oh, right on.
For high school.
Yeah,
there was,
that.
Like, a contest.
Uh-huh.
And we won for something really shitty. Like, I was holding the tripod upside down for most of the film.
I didn't know this.
But then the teacher couldn't, like, get in contact with us because we'd have graduated.
Ah. Oh, man.
Bummer.
That's great.
UPN.
Nobody has a copy of that, do they?
I think it's gone.
It sucks.
I'm assuming it's either on some ancient hard drive in a closet somewhere, or it's gone.
Probably gone.
Probably
lost to the ether.
Mr. Guy.
Would that have been on tape at that point? Was that digital? Do you remember, or was it actually on like
it was digital?
Okay. Yeah, it was digital.
Wasn't a cassette somewhere?
One of those tiny little shitty cassette tapes
that my dad has so many of because he still uses his really bad like old camcorder.
Well, we filmed it on one of those, but we edited
transferred
it on a computer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he retains all of those. I don't think he dumps any of them. He just gets more tapes.
Someday someone will have to go through all of them. Perhaps
and throw them in the trash.
Nope. Watch them.
Treasured memories. You're just gonna burn them.
They're all sporting events or Christmas
that you know of.
We have.
That's all. No, it's all.
We have our dad.
Or him being so up north by
anything
himself.
Else that you do find, you're not gonna like.
It's not gonna be something cool.
Wow. So I didn't do it. I had no hand in those things. I do have experience using our big old recorder that took actual cassette tapes.
Yeah.
We had one. It was enormous.
Yeah, we didn't those are somewhere too.
Mm-hmm. It was, oh my god, it was the worst.
We have one still probably somewhere in our house.
Oh, ours is still in our house somewhere. I can guarantee it.
We probably still have ours too.
Probably. I
guarantee it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, I think
in
that closet. I haven't seen it lately.
I think that's the only camcorder we ever owned as a family before I bought that other tiny digital one like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, for like $30 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like this big.
Yeah.
We owned the horrible old one from probably literally the 80s until I got this.
Yep. And it does that also.
This is much better than that one. Yeah.
Hello, phone.
My crappy $20 phone is probably better than that.
Probably.
Yep. I bet a lot definitely. Of things are better.
Well, if it's recording to VHS, it's recording at 320 by 240.
Yeah, right.
That's true. Probably HD on a phone.
Awesome quality. But you can get like the... You can get the public access effect without, like, Instagram filters right. that just comes built in. So,
hashtag no filter.
If you want to make, like, your...
Show those kids how
yeah,
it's
exactly.
done.
If you want to make your uncanonical, like, Tim and Eric episode, that's the way to do it. Just pull out your big fat VHS camcorder see, and go to town.
Just see they're bringing back Mr. Show.
No, really?
Yeah.
Is that what...
It's the 20-year
God,
reunion.
What's his name is going to do that
David
on the side? Yeah, or not.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yes. Oh, okay. While... Better Call Saul is also on.
Yeah. He's always got some sketch groups going, and hopefully this is better than the most recent one he was in.
That's kind of cool. Mr. Show was really awesome,
I've
from what I remember
it,
yeah, back so in the day.
That's
I don't know,
odd, though.
I don't actually know what David Cross gets up to when they're not, like, kind of filming a season of Arrested Development these days. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Probably making people feel bad on Twitter, if I had to guess.
He does, like, guest appearances and whatever somebody will give him $20 and lunch for.
And he's in weird movies sometimes. Yeah. And...
yeah, Mr. Show was great. Real good. I don't even remember where I was first exposed to that, because we never had HBO or anything.
I saw reruns, on there. Reruns on, like, TBS one night.
I could believe that that was the case. Yeah, Mr. Show was real good, as far as sketch comedy stuff goes. I was flipping through, I don't remember... what channel I landed on, but they were playing old episodes of In Living Color on there.
Oh, really?
And just staring at that young Drew Carey, and it's like, holy crap.
Drew Carey or Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Sorry.
Same thing.
Not even a little. Oh, yeah, that was something else. And there were other, I don't remember who else was on there, but there were a decent number of famous-ish.
Yeah.
Famous-ish.
Like one or both of the Wayans.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was both the Wayans brothers. Which I do not feel any nostalgia for whatsoever. Sorry, Wayans Brothers. But, yeah. Nothing really else to add to that other than it was weird. Jim Carrey used to be a young, tiny, still weird man.
Yep.
He hasn't changed much.
He's richer now.
Yeah.
And older.
Just apologize for Jenny McCarthy wherever he goes. I'm so sorry. It's just, I know the fucking vaccines.
Yeah,
and
right.
Look, I have to live with her, all right? I have it worse than you do.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay, well, yeah, we can
move along.
Not talk about that anymore.
Vaccinate Doug, your kids.
Up, have you been up to anything that you feel like sharing?
Been playing a lot of 14, Final Fantasy 14.
On the PS4?
Not a ton on the PS4, though I have, like, I ran a dungeon while I was, like, laying on the couch the other day, and that was pretty fun.
Can you share your accounts between PC and PS4?
Yeah, you have to buy both versions.
Okay.
You can't play on a platform unless you bought it on that platform.
Right.
But at least
the exception of if you have a PS3 copy, you can transfer it to PS4, but you
then
lose
you can't go back.
Access
to
the PS3.
You can play it on the PC for one night, and then just, you know, move over to the couch, lay down, and keep playing.
Yeah,
your date at least has
on my phone.
Right.
All right, even better.
Your date at least has permanence between the two versions.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But not your hotbars.
What?
Horrible.
Holy shit.
That's funny.
Or gear sets or anything like that.
Mm. Have you switched between them and then fucked up because you didn't know what you had mapped?
No, but like. I set everything up for Rogue. I'm leveling Rogue right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like level 28. At level 30, you unlock Ninja. And Ninja has different hotbars. So I spent like an hour figuring out the perfect scheme for Rogue.
And then you switched, and then I switched to Ninja. Oh my god.
That's cool, I guess. Yeah.
It's weird that they wouldn't bother to...
It's a Square thing, like, yeah, so believable that Square would do that.
It's one of my stronger memories of playing WoW, is just losing hours tinkering with add-ons and hotbars and crap like that.
That's why I stopped bothering with them in WoW after, like, the third major patch.
Yeah, right, every time there's a major patch, they all break.
Say it breaks all your extensions or whatever, and you're just like, alright.
Oh, jeez.
Occasionally they don't come back immediately.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm assuming most of those, if not all of them, are just like one dude who made it to make his own WoW experience better.
Yeah,
so if he's busy that week, then your thing's not getting updated.
You're really used to
myself,
it.
I taught myself Lua to like update. A lot of the time, like the core, like the API hooks and everything were fine.
Yeah,
but it would just like check the version.
Sure,
and mark it as incompatible.
Yep. Right.
So you just go in and...
Yeah. I've had to do that
over
for more things than I'd... than I'd like to say for, like, weird different libraries and stuff worth checking for, like, a Windows version that's out of date or whatever. And you literally just have to go and tick the number up to make sure that it will function again. Yeah, that stuff's weird. Oh, Lua. I think that's the only thing I've ever heard anyone use it for. It's like, literally WoW extensions and nothing else. How weird... I'm assuming that's still in there, right? In the current version of WoW that's live?
Yeah,
like, if you were to build that stuff out, that's what you would use? Game's showing its age in that way, at least.
But they finally updated their models, I think.
Some of them.
I think it's a gradual rollout. I think they're still, like, I don't think they're done. But I know they've been doing it.
It's amazing that those looked as good as they did for as long as they did. But they're so horrible now.
You know, a lot of the world is pretty horrible, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that game's a little long in the tooth, for sure.
I've gone long enough without playing it that now when I look at it, it just makes me want to gag.
What? It's like...
At least, it's close to 10
years this year, I think.
11 years, yeah.
I think it came out in 2005.
That's right.
Yeah, it definitely did. Or no, it came out in 2004.
I thought it was 4.
Right.
But
it's 10, 11 years, right? Still,
a long time.
And they never updated... Anything like
they're just now updating some of the models.
Yeah, not those core player assets. They had never updated.
Dang.
They had changed like the world in its entirety, basically.
A couple years ago. It's already
dated. Over.
The art style doesn't age too well.
They're extremely hesitant to like raise the system requirements on it.
Yeah, its accessibility is one of its drawing points.
Sure. I wonder if they could do like a
right.
Like a Halo Master Chief Collection thing where you could have, like, different tiers.
Old shitty WoW or new shiny WoW.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you could, like, toggle it. Like, my system can't run the newer one, but it can run the
older
one.
That would be funny if they, like, pre-built that in.
Did you guys ever hear about EverQuest for Mac?
No.
Maybe.
So, they came out with EverQuest for Mac in, like, the first or second expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then just never updated it. And the servers were up until last year.
Awesome.
So people would, like, play it, like, buy Macs or, like, install emulators of shit so that they could play the, like, 2001 era EverQuest.
It's literally like the equivalent of just asking for, like, level 60.
And it was, like, it was out around that time. That's when they released it.
But, like, all the back-end code and all of that was the same. So there's no, like... No optimizations.
Uh-huh.
The UI is all the same. It's not just like capping your level to 60 and WoW.
It's like literally playing the old version.
That's amazing.
And then they shut
Do you know if that's when it came out, like 2000, 2001, that version?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so it was like PowerPC Max. So if you had to just go buy like a shitty MacBook or something off of eBay to get it to run? Or
there were emulators that would do it. Or I think they put out a universal binary, because it was still sort of being maintained for a while. So I think it was maintained until at least 2005 architecture change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Man.
Weird.
I know when I go back and try to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, which happens more frequently than you'd think.
But not frequently enough.
Not enough. I'm going to do it soon, actually. I have to download some fan-made patch to make it work on modern Windows
consoles. Just turn Windows into letting it play.
Yeah, because it's completely outdated.
That's great. There's at least, like, I think Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 is on Steam. I don't know how that... It's definitely not the original game, obviously. But
yeah.
I feel like it's still pretty old.
They're starting to make one of those, right? Isn't that, like, Tycoon 4 or something?
Probably. I don't know.
Because there was
they really made that horrible DS one.
Let's not talk about that.
There was really only one with, like, two expansions. Or do those count as, like,
sequels? No, they made a Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
I only remember, like...
The yeah, there are a bunch of sequels.
One
yeah.
with, like, yeah, was, like, Corkscrew something
right,
or
right, they have all the...
Something.
Yeah, expansion yeah. landscapes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those were all the expansions to the first one.
Yeah,
and then they made a standalone second
that's
game.
That's the only one I know.
It's the best one.
Do you still have your Loopy Landscapes disc on the dash?
No. He just used something on it. There was something there. I feel like it's still there.
I'm pretty sure I took it out before I became a Lyft driver. So,
but
until that, I had no reason to until then. And
you
then
have
I was
to
like,
explain
I'll be...
this errant copy of a Roller Coaster Tycoon expansion
I'm
in your
not
car.
I'm really sure where it came from. I'm trying to remember.
I think I bought that for you a long time
well,
ago.
Well, I got a copy of it from... You got me Tycoon 2
okay.
for Christmas like 5 years
this
ago.
At least 6-7 years
yeah,
ago. But
I don't remember. But I got a copy of Loopy Landscapes on Amazon and then like lost it and then borrowed one from Alex and then found one of them and I was like just driving home and it was sitting next to me and I had to make room for food I was going to put down. I just threw it on the dashboard and it stayed there for like 2 years and literally was cracked in half and
mm-hmm.
non-functioning.
That's awesome. I remember PC gaming, like kind of casual PC games being the shit like,
yeah.
right around that era.
Mm-hmm.
I played a shitload
like
of Roller Coaster Tycoon
and
a shitload of the original Sims.
Yep.
Those are the two games. Like, countless hours. I couldn't tell you how long I played
those. And a lot of other people, even people who aren't gamers at all, did, too. Like, mm. those were popular
those
as
are really,
fuck.
Those are probably the only PC games I consistently played.
Mm-hmm.
That and, like, the first Harry Potter game. It was kind of cool.
Everybody has that game that they just had that they
right,
picked up
yeah.
for $10 at Kmart.
It was just a console game, though, ultimately, right?
Probably. I don't know. I've never played another
it. Was, like, a 3D, like, adventure
was,
game.
Yeah, it was based off of the book. Like, it was... Pre-movies, I'm
was
pretty
even
sure.
before the movies.
Cool.
Wow.
I
remember
sure.
the box art being, like, hideously
incredible.
Awesome, like the original covers for those books.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
It was, cause I think it's pretty similar, because we have a Game Boy Color version of that game, too, I think.
Whoa.
Which is also more the book than the movie.
That really dates it.
Yep.
That game was fun. I actually beat that game. It was hard, but
was
was
there
fun.
Quidditch in the Game Boy game?
No, but there was in the PC game, and that was hard.
Their entire games have Quidditch down.
Yeah.
What was that called? Quidditch World Cup?
That game is
Quidditch only game
good.
For the GameCube.
Yeah.
That game is pretty good.
Yeah, I actually heard it was really well
we
done.
Have
stickers.
It, and it's like
I never played
it's,
it.
It's literally it's just Quidditch. Like there's no dumb story mode. You can like, just like
I never understood play. That game.
It's weird.
If
it's like
you read the books, it makes even less okay. sense.
Say, it's
right,
like
actually.
The episode one Pod Racer of Harry Potter spinoffs. There's no reason.
I
it
love
should be,
that
there's
game.
There's no reason it should
yeah.
be good, and then it turns out to be kind of awesome.
Pod Racer is maybe the best Star Wars game ever made.
I've never
like,
been happier than playing
thing.
That game with two controllers, with one controller each of the engines.
Yep. Possibly the only positive experience resulting from all of Episode One.
The Plinkett review was a positive
That's
experience.
True. I mean, it was a positive experience at the literal expense of the shittiness of the movie.
Yes.
It was an actual good thing to come out of the game, though.
Right.
Or the movie.
Sometime yep. I'll try to remember
cool
to bring
Darth Maul action figure.
And we'll
how far into the Harry Potter redub did we get on New Year's? Does anyone
like
remember?
Halfway,
or
have maybe
it?
Third.
I,
yeah.
like,
I don't even remember.
I don't remember it being
off.
Turned off. Yeah.
No, the one video was flagged.
The one video was had been delisted or whatever. And
oh,
then we just,
oh, we just scratched.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
that,
when we played
yeah.
Tech, I think.
Oh, yes.
Gabe brought that to Board Game Club this week.
I'm sorry. How'd it go?
Nobody played it.
Okay.
I think they might have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It depends on the people.
Yeah, I wouldn't
there
say
are people
that,
who wouldn't enjoy
I wouldn't
that.
Say that that was the audience for that game,
right.
but it was an okay time once we played it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you'd want to pitch, at least I wouldn't want to pitch a group of board game nerds on a game like that.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Like, people who you have, like, a more loose connection with than, like, us.
That's why I was surprised
yeah,
that he wanted to play it with
right.
us so badly.
It's just not our game.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
but over time, I've become more and more convinced that Gabe's taste in games is very different than mine, so...
Yeah.
Gabe likes pretty much anything.
He does have a wider taste in games
well,
than
like,
I do.
Gabe likes a lot of things...
We're talking about
Gabe
it, like,
likes
he won't
a
hear
lot
us.
Of things
in general.
I know he'll hear us.
I know.
Yeah. He likes a lot of things in general, so it hits on some things that whoever else might not like.
Sure.
Exactly.
But the big thing... For me, is that it's very difficult to get him to try something that you know that you'll like. So he'll, like, buy Ugg-Tekt and bring it and be like, oh, everybody's gonna love this. And in the reverse, like,
You're trying to do the same thing, but right.
I've been telling him to play Persona 4 for God knows how many years.
He just started it.
Finally started.
And he seems to be really enjoying it.
Yeah.
So it's like Fro with WoW.
There's always those things where, you know, somebody will like it. That doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Sometimes you have to go, like, the extra mile. Like, I've done that once or twice. Especially with, like...
That was cat nonsense. I'm not sure what's going on.
With, like, Adam in the past. If there's, like, a thing that I feel he should be exposed to or whatever, as opposed to just suggesting it, like, look, here's two DVD sets of this thing you should watch. I did that with The Wire for Adam. I was like, you should watch this, and then I just handed him all five seasons of The Wire. And I was like,
he did.
Here. And then he did, and then he liked it a lot.
Yeah. In, like, high school, I tried that with Gabe, though, and then I'd, like, go to his house a year later, and it's sitting on his shelf, and has obviously never moved.
At that point, there's very little you can do.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it was also kind of like with, like, Buffy and Angel with Adam and Amanda. Adam had kind of watched it,
like, something like
before
that
in the past, and then we were watching it. And they watched it with us. Mm-hmm. And
I want to say he watched most of those shows on, like, the crazy 7 a.m. syndication on, like, FX or whichever channel it was. Cool. Like, he would be, like, I want to say in that era, he would be, like, up playing Halo until dawn and then catch a Buffy or an Angel episode.
That's amazing.
I can believe that.
On his way to bed.
Jesus.
I could believe that.
That's good.
That definitely happened once or twice. I don't remember if it was the norm or not, but...
Adam and I have a lot in common.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know exactly what that's like.
I remember when you got Halo 4, and he was just literally...
He's back in for like a good week or two.
Couch, like,
see, Adam needs to play Destiny, so
like
he can play it with me
at
all hours
of
the night.
Wow. It was insane.
I'm sure if he started, it would be real bad there for at least a couple weeks, and then he'd probably fall off again.
Yeah.
But
that seems to be his thing.
Man.
He needs to play cards with us.
Yep. Someday. Again, probably.
Drag his ass to Gen Con.
He doesn't have to do any driving. He's already got the decks built. He literally just has to get in the car with you.
And show up.
Go to the tournament.
That might be the hardest part.
That's the only part.
That's the last piece that's left.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man. That's cool. All the way back around. Doug, any other thoughts on your Final Fantasy XIV experience, which got us through the entire history of early aughts PC gaming?
I don't know. It's a good game. I'm still really enjoying it. They should have made it easier to level new classes, because once you've run through, like, the story quest, there's just nothing there for you.
And so then you still have to do that stuff if you, like, want a different...
But you have to, like... grind dungeons and whatever, just because there's nothing else to really do to level up.
Gotcha.
And when you're a DPS and it takes half an hour for a dungeon to pop, I often just lose interest. I once queued for a dungeon, like, alt-tab, forgot that I'd queued, went and smoked, watched an episode of a TV show, like, came back to my computer forgetting 11 or 14 was even... running, and then, like, open the window and my queue popped.
Awesome.
Swish.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Perfect.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm sure Lorraine will check that game out at some point. I don't know if I will. Probably not. Just out of laziness.
I've played it and I liked it, but I just couldn't stay into it.
I'll probably play it for the 30 days that comes with it, and that'll probably be more than enough.
That's exactly how long I played.
How far did you get level-wise in, like, a trial?
I don't remember.
It's all blurred.
I really don't
remember. You unlock, was it Scholar and Summoner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scholar, at least, for sure.
Okay, but, yeah.
I don't really remember.
So you hit at least level 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I didn't get much further than that, though.
Right.
So,
there's an expansion coming for it this spring, adding three new classes: Dark Knight, Engineer, and Astrologian.
What? That's a word.
You know, all
that
the
sounds like,
I don't think they're done translating that.
Yeah,
word.
I was saying, that sounds like a word that Japanese people made up to exist in English.
I'm sure in Japanese it's astrologer, and they just don't want to call it astrologer.
Maybe she'd come up with something a little more different than astrology. And,
how about astrologists?
Yeah, that's something. Or maybe just star scribe.
Sure, totally.
Space mage.
That's way better.
Space mage is way better.
Can that be wizard. My class when I start?
Especially, I mean, they've already got all the other... They've got colored mages and time mages. Like, they kind of should have space mages.
Right, this fits right in.
Perfectly in the Square Enix canon. Yep.
Get people awesome space stuff. Mage. On it.
My Destiny character is a space mage.
Good.
So I'm sure we'll talk about it a little eventually, so we might as well talk about it now. When we were watching... we've been watching most, like, just kind of when we've had time to kill Ulrich and other stuff, we've been watching a lot of the Awesome Games Done Quick marathon, which just wrapped up late yesterday, I think, or, like, super early in the AM.
It had to have been at, like, 6 in the morning, because I saw they were doing the last run at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I didn't stay up.
Which you should go check it out. Go Google Awesome Games Done Quick if you've never heard of it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
As the name would imply. But it's a bunch of people speedrunning games for charity, and they've raised... money for all kinds of charities. Like last year, I think it was Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
I think
so.
And this year it was
Prevent Cancer.
Prevent Cancer, which is we should all prevent cancer just in general. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
We already talked about how inevitable death is, though. So.
Yes,
exactly. So I mean,
that's all it is.
Cancer is a natural process.
I'm gonna go out on my terms.
Yep, loaded gun filled with.
Cancer.
If that's how I choose, then that's how I choose.
Bring the cancer.
I was going to say Taco Bell squeeze cheese, but whatever.
My life is like a fart.
It will be.
Short and loud and irritating.
Full of cheese.
Explosive.
Full of cheese. But yeah, that stuff's pretty impressive. And they do it for what, like a 7-day block?
It was 6-7 days.
It's like a week.
It's annual too. Like
they do it twice.
It's awesome.
I don't know.
Since like 2011.
Okay.
Like
I know it's
I don't remember
bigger,
if it was. Yeah. I don't remember if the stretch was that long. In, like early on, if they always did like 6 or 7 days. But for the last 2 or 3 years, they've done like a 7-day stretch. And like the raid said, they'll do like it's basically like biannually. Like they'll do Awesome Games Done Quick in January, and then Summer Games Done Quick, which is the same thing but in July. That's probably for a different charity. I don't remember if they changed the charities over the two shows. But it's really awesome. Like, you get to see video games being played and broken in, like, some really imaginative, insane ways.
Right.
And it's all for...
Green played in 4 minutes.
Right. And it's all for a good cause, which is, like, doubly awesome. Like, I would watch that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Like, even if it were just for the, like, the speedruns and the craziness. But the fact that they're, like, turning it into something...
Yeah.
A little bigger than themselves to... Just, like, help the populace in general is
not
super
just
cool.
Not just a bunch of nerds stroking their e-peens.
Yep. Yeah, I think...
It's a little more justified when they do that, because, oh, we're giving money to cancer.
Right. I like...
Fight cancer, sorry.
Supporter of the whole thing, back-to-back. But to bring me around to the thing that made me think of it now is when we watched them starting their Final Fantasy VII speed run, they played the PC version, and the first... splash screen that loads up in that game says Squaresoft for some reason. It does not.
Second, what was the first one? There's something before Squaresoft.
I don't remember. I think you might be right, but it wasn't. It's not Square Enix. Square Enix comes after that.
Really?
I have no idea why.
Huh. Cool.
It's weird.
So yeah.
So they had to go back and edit the Square Enix logo into it.
Right.
But they left Squaresoft.
They did change it, but they didn't change it such that they took Squaresoft out of it.
I don't even know.
That's weird.
Bizarre.
So who can say?
They're eating something.
That'll be
That's
fine.
Cats. Okay.
Cats are
eating other cats.
Looks like they have trash. So I mean,
trash is good for cats.
Okay. If you say
builds character.
That's right.
You're the spinster here. I'm not gonna.
They need
I'm
to learn how to eat trash because of their future lives.
You'll stop them.
Kyle being
Kyle
the responsible
taking care
parent.
Of the cats.
I encourage whatever behavior they have. It's just a phase. Let them go through it.
Responsible pet parents.
Justice.
I do not like the term pet parents. You're not an okay person if you say that with a straight face. It's not all right. It's not the same thing.
Raise my kids however I want. Damn it.
Hear that?
Yeah. The rustling of garbage can be picked up clearly on the microphone.
Good.
Giving them real food won't stop them from wanting the garbage food. It's just like real kids.
Mischief managed.
Yep, you did it.
Whoa.
Nice.
Unexpected.
Good reference.
But appreciated.
I guess.
I appreciate it.
But anyway,
Harry Potter.
The only thing that we didn't really talk about earlier that I'll bring up now as far as the speedrunning stuff goes is we had randomly tuned in, I think it was Wednesday night, Lorraine, when we were over at your house, and there was a man playing Tetris. And if you had just seen the screen, like the actions going on within the game and not a human being next to them, I would have believed that that was a computer program designed to play Tetris. It was mind-boggling. I was astonished that a human was capable of making inputs that way and processing that information.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, he does it. You can't see the pieces anymore.
Yeah.
And he still did it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. You can see where they land, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Did he, like, understand the RNG of what piece was coming next or something?
It was either that, or I can't remember if it shows, if they show up for, like, a frame or two in, like, the little box that tells you what it is.
You know what pieces are coming.
Yeah.
Once it shows up, you don't know.
Right. When it doesn't appear in the playfield until it's landed.
You can't see the playfield.
What was that Tetris documentary we watched?
Oh, God, I don't know, but I want to watch it.
I don't remember, but it was pretty good. It was amazing.
There is a version of Tetris, I think it's like an arcade version, where everything, like the whole board, all your pieces, are invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You play it until you lose, and then it shows how, like, what...
Here's how you fucked up.
People can play that, and it's mind-boggling.
Does it start like that?
Like, it's like a bonus mode.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
it might have been the same version that they were playing.
I've seen these before, where
does it show, like, what piece is coming up, or nothing?
Maybe, I don't remember, but the entire screen that you're playing on is invisible.
I'm not 100%.
I couldn't believe that's playable if they show you what the next piece is.
I think that's the case.
I think that, but it's otherwise still it just like, you have to remember what everything looks like.
Yeah.
I don't remember if there are effects for line clearing. There might be,
I think,
or
there
might not be.
There were in the thing I watched.
But yeah, if you want to be impressed by the feat of someone playing video games, just go search for that and look at it, because holy shit. Like, that in particular,
I
like,
watch
I don't even...
that and the blindfold Ocarina run. That's like the opposite side of the same thing.
Yeah, they're both really cool.
We also watched a few levels of Yoshi's Island be played blindfolded.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
I was disappointed that he wasn't playing it straight through. He only did a couple of levels.
Yeah,
right now.
I think they maybe strategically picked them, because it was a donation.
Yeah, there were ones
incentive,
that he knew how to play, but obviously you would have to.
Yeah.
There was one last year, too. Guy played Punch-Out blindfolded. And he got up to Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be Tyson, but he could be everyone else just on sound.
I think that's even hard, like, not blindfolded.
I can't
do it either.
I've never been able to even get to Tyson, like, naturally and punch out and beat him. My God.
That game's hard.
It is hard. It's really hard.
One of those 80s era punishing video games.
Punch Out for the Wii.
That was fun.
That was pretty, like, he did a good job, the guy playing that. Like, it was crazy.
The cool thing about this for me, besides just watching people do all the sorts of weird crap when games you played before, is just the
feats of strength.
Yeah, it was 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I would be up at like 3 a.m. It's like,
I'll
see what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's
legitimately like a really fun, kind of exciting week. Where just like turn. It was kind of like when the Simpsons marathon was on. Like it's just going to be there, and something interesting will probably be going on.
It'll always be there for me. Twitch plays Pokemon.
They did Pokemon Plays Twitch. I think, well, we kind of talked about that earlier.
But it's worth mentioning
where
here.
Where they, like, pulled, they, like, were able to get into the memory of, they had Red Version inside of a Super Game Boy running on a SNES with, like, 4 controllers hooked up to it. And they were able to, like, do a series of, like, inputs that gets you into the memory management of the game itself, and then connected that to Twitch chat. And it was, like, going to websites, too. Like, it went to a website and was, like, changing features of the website.
Yeah, they were inserting, like, HTML parameters to, like, change the color of a banner on this webpage.
It was, oh my God.
It was incredible.
You need to watch it. If you find
it's something.
If you can find the green run from
my life.
I know.
The one, because they did it twice. During the week, apparently.
We didn't see the
The first one was just to do the chat.
Mm-hmm.
It was it did the chat, but it did other things in the second one.
Yeah,
which
but
was
the first
like,
one was just a taste of our power.
Oh my gosh, it's insane. It's madness.
Bring down Sony with just a Super Nintendo.
Pokemon.
Yeah,
I need some controllers.
Super Game Boy.
I gotta assume that if that guy had access to enough SNESs and the sheer human will, that he could have, like, nuclear launch codes on his desk within a matter of weeks.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. And seeing, like, Twitch chat flow through, like, a 16-bit, like, screen of text was...
A Super Game Boy screen.
Even though it was the least impressive part of the whole thing, was kind of awesome on its own.
Great.
There were a lot of glitches like that, too, where you just do inputs in such a way that you... mess up the game code or program and insert mm-hmm. values in weird places. Mm-hmm. Like, in Super Mario World, they were doing inputs so that it's so specific that you do it in a certain way, and then you eat something with Yoshi, and just because of the way you did it, the thing that goes in, you put a...
I've seen stuff like that before.
A lost value into where your box would be for, like, your spare item.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a Lakitu cloud.
Yeah.
So you get to the end of the game, and then you beat Bowser with the Lakitu cloud.
Here's my YouTube
That's the most efficient way to speedrun that game.
Podcast.
That's hilarious.
There is a channel called A Plus Start, and they have a series called Son of a Glitch, where he mm-hmm. goes through and, like, so many games and will break down all the glitches, like some of the Sonic runs they were doing. I knew what they were doing because I saw them on there. Were like some levels like wrap. They're too vertically tall, so the top touches the bottom of the screen and it just goes up. They had like there was at least one, maybe two videos on Super Mario World and like the caching an item based on stuff that Yoshi does, and it's madness. And he, like, explains, like, what's happening, like, so you can... It's neat. It's really interesting. A plus start. It's great. It's a good time.
Yeah, so that's one of the most interesting things about that, just to see these games act in ways that you could have never imagined them acting.
People mm-hmm. not only discovering it, but manipulating it to do what they want.
If you're creative or...
magic.
Determined enough, you could go do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that stuff's really neat. And having made software in the past, like the coolest thing about most of those games and exploits and stuff is that for the most part they don't surface during normal gameplay those, which is like that's just kind of the state of software. Like that's the best case you can hope for is that like 90% of the people who interact with it won't break it. So I mean, because I couldn't tell you how many hours of like Red Blue I've played, and I don't think I ever saw like, with the exception of maybe like a Missing No thing once. I don't think I saw a single
legend.
Of the I saw a single instance of like any of the stuff that they exploited in those runs.
Mm-hmm. Switching an item for a Pokemon, all that fun stuff.
Making Mew appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can't believe how long it took before that.
You
was
can legitimately get Mew
without an outside device.
So I mean, I don't know. For me, it's impressive on every level. Like it's impressive that those games were so well designed that. They stand up for the most part during casual play. Like, if you're not going out of your way to break them, like, most of them function as intended.
But when you find out how to break them,
and then, that there are people out there who are so clever and so determined and so good at finding, like, those exploits and tearing games apart that they can rip them down to, like, their core mechanics and then break them in really interesting ways to get, like, different feats.
They all have communities, too. Each one of these games has its own set of people that are all trying to break it together, so they'll all teach each other their techniques and build out each other's work. So, as a whole package, it becomes really impressive.
Dustin's car is covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, I'm just saying,
that's what I remember about
watching
the Mario 64 speedrun, I think from last summer. They were talking about how, like, there was one specific way to do this Bowser level that was the fastest way until, like, months before the speedrun when someone had discovered this other thing that they wanted to try to do.
Yeah, I don't remember which one we were watching, but one guy was like, this was discovered, like, a few weeks ago, and I learned this last night.
Just learned this yesterday.
Oh my God.
Practiced it for a little bit, and now I'm going to do it.
So crazy.
Yeah, that's such the coolest. It's really neat. And at the same time, as someone who's aspiring to make some video games, it's also totally
terrifying.
Yeah, right.
But what are you going to do? Like, that's just the way it is. But it is awesome. It is just so cool. I love every part of it. It just makes me smile.
Make sure that if people can break down your game, that they can break it down in a fun and cool and interesting way.
Yeah.
Or just we program dumb things in there. Like, really stupid things.
Like I said, part of the...
hidden.
Some things that are just an unfortunate side effect of games being, like, basically run on much higher layers of abstraction, or they don't run, like, literally on kind of the metal of the processor. They're running, like... essentially virtual machines, like, on top of the machine code that runs, like, everything in the computer. That, like, you can't just, manipulate, like, pieces of memory and have things still function but be weird, like, in old, like, 8- and 16-bit games and stuff like that. It'll more than likely just result in an executable crashing, and then the thing just won't function anymore, which is not fun or interesting.
Right, yeah. Well, I broke it. I broke it.
I can't do anything anymore, so...
Instead of my Persian's a level 140, and now I can clone my Master Balls.
HP just goes.
I just ran into Professor Oak in the wild.
There are some newer games that they could still destroy with glitches that don't make them crash. But
and you can still, like, you can, there will always be stuff where you can break, like, the scripting part, like, where you just find ways around triggers or, like, ways to push yourself through geometry and stuff.
One of the A-plus start ones, or two of them, actually, are on Uncharted, and there's a lot of things you can do in those games. Like, they're broken.
If anything, games have become more breakable in that sense as they've gotten more complicated, but you don't get the weird, like, literally, like, seeing, like, chunks of raw data fucked up on the screen. That's like a SNES and NES era.
That's register programming and assembly.
Exactly. Like, that stuff is just, that's the best. That's my favorite.
The Mega Man run had a ton of that. You just have numbers on the screen.
See corrupted, like, things in memory.
The game is, like, barely holding itself together as you're progressing.
Well, that's because they used to try to fix themselves as opposed to, like, well, this is out of my hands. Bye.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's not even that. It's just literally, like, it'll process whatever happens to be in there, and something will happen if it's a value that's not expected.
It doesn't just, like, quit. It's just, it tries to keep running.
Yeah, that's it's just the coolest. I love that stuff. It's so much fun.
Man.
So cool. So, yeah, that's really awesome. You should go check it out if you've never seen, like, any of those speedrun things. Yeah.
Try to catch it when it comes around in the summer, because it's so much fun to watch.
They do archive, I think, all of it, too, you can go back and watch it all.
It used to be easier, like, because they used to just leave it on Twitch, and then it would just work. But they are archiving it manually.
Yeah.
Like, even if the community themselves isn't, which I think they might be, there are people out there doing it for them.
Yeah. You can also check, they have their two websites,
Awesome, or gamesdonequick.com.
I don't know if they have archives on there.
I don't know.
I actually don't remember, because when they're doing the show, it's only, like, it's just basically a homepage with information on the live show, so I'm not actually sure what's posted up there when they're not in the middle of one of the
marathons. Speedrunners.
Speed Demos Archive?
Yes. Yeah. They have a lot of stuff on there, aside from just the streaming, like, replays. Like, I think they have just, like, personal records and just, like, the best times and runs on there if you just want to check out speedrunning.
Yeah, I know that's see how that's a hub for a lot of games.
Or, I mean, if you're interested in trying it, which, like, I'm personally not,
but some people, if you want to play, you know, Dark Souls 2 for the rest of your life, you can get your name on a leaderboard somewhere.
And even if you don't, end up, like, actually getting into speedrunning competitively, like,
it's
you can just find some of those weird, like, things that can break the games and then just do them for yourself to see how awesome they can be.
And then just, like, you could be someone who adds to the community. Like,
maybe you'll find some other weird glitch.
They'll be like, this was found by such and such a handle.
They'll get your name in the next one.
One time in my life, I've encountered a glitch before I read about it anywhere. In the original Mass Effect, I was fighting some Asari boss. And she, like, used a power and knocked a crate on top of me.
I know about this.
Knocked me to the ground, the crate fell on top of me, and it just, like, jiggled for a while, and then my character got very thin and very long, and then curled up on the edges.
That's amazing.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, there was an article in Kotaku.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, as far as I know, that is incredible. And as far as I know, that's a very specific, like, Unreal Engine based, like, rendering error.
Is that it? Okay. That's an Unreal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that's in the game, one of the games I made as a, like, as a student project. We made stuff in UDK, which is basically Unreal Engine 3 without source code access. And we had some, like, unoptimized character models that just basically, if something, if a model is less than optimal and it gets into a certain state, it'll just kind of do that. It'll just, like, stretch into infinity. So every time our character would die, like, you would land in a pit and then it would just, like, stretch itself, like, into the, like, the positive Y and negative Y coordinate indefinitely until it was, like, paper thin until you respawn, because, like, just it getting into that state did not fly with the way that Unreal Engine renders graphics.
I remember. Okay, yeah, I remember that now.
So yeah, that's a glitch that I'm familiar with in Unreal. That's awesome. That is so cool.
Oh, Unreal.
Yep. Also, this has nothing to do with speedrunning, but I had a fucking insane epiphany when I was trying out. I tried out Guilty Gear Xrd earlier this week.
Oh, nice.
It's the only thing I played it for, like, an hour and a half, which I had fun playing it, but just didn't have that much time to get, like, much deeper than, like, I beat arcade mode.
Did you get it on PS4? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
found on PS4. But seeing the Unreal logo in front of that game and knowing that both the new Street Fighter and the new Mortal Kombat are built in Unreal Engine just, like, broke my mind for about 30 seconds.
Well, the Japanese have just finally reached
edge
technology.
It's just U.S. middleware now. Yeah. That's what they're going to build stuff in.
Speaking of glitches, though, I don't know if anybody who's I'm friends with on PSN have seen, but I've been playing a lot of Disney Infinity.
Yeah, I've seen.
I can't wait until I get the videos off of there. I experienced some of the best amazing glitches that I have never seen before in my life. Like, I don't know what happened. I was playing through the Guardians of the Galaxy thing. I'm on the last boss. And for whatever reason, the boss just kind of stopped doing something he was supposed to be doing so I could beat it. So I'm like, okay, I'll just, like, quit the mission out. Go back in, and then it was even worse. Like, half of the stuff that was supposed to spawn, cause I couldn't even start the fight, basically. He was just there and attacking me, and he's got, like, this force field around him. It's the Accuser, whatever the...
Ronan the Accuser. Yeah.
He's just got this, like, bubble Creed around Warlord. Him, and I can't, like, actually hit him. I'm supposed to, like, do some stuff to the environment, which I couldn't finish in my first run. And so, like, I don't even... It was getting crazy. Like, I was playing as Rocket Raccoon, and he's got two guns, and I picked up this other weapon, which should have canceled out both of them. I'm still limply holding one. I can't use it, and I'm using this other item. And then I quit out of that and just get into the, just like a default, like, hub place that they have built. His tail is gone. I don't know what happened to it. I would get on, like, a bike, and I was stuck in place for a while. Like, I have video of me being stuck in place and, like, trying to do anything, and it's just not working. And then I get off, and randomly times when I would press B, which would exit you off of a vehicle, I would just die. It would scream, would just go black, and like it would, cause it, and then it, I would just like respawn and everything. I was running through walls. I don't even, like, I couldn't climb on things. I was constantly falling. It's amazing. I was able to use the share feature on the PS4.
Yeah, you saved off
effectively. And oh man, oh. And then I think it might have been just something I stepped on. Suddenly I was solid again, and because like enemies were ignoring me, I could hit them, but they would just start attacking something in the distance.
Yeah,
and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, "Hi!" Like, I'm literally standing in front of
the
them.
Floor. Or?
No. I was able to stand on horizontal surfaces. Anything vertical, I ran right through.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how some of the collision detection works in that game.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If you being grounded isn't necessarily like a...
You're probably hard-coded to be at that, like, Y value.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Because literally any other geometry that you pass through, like, you would just go straight through it.
If there was an open space, like the edge of a platform, I could fall off and die. I did that a lot, actually. Because I was stuck in a wall, the camera went nuts.
Yeah. Right.
How long was this taking?
Oh, it was going on for a while.
I mean, you played
it
for like
in one 10-minute video.
It was broken up because I wasn't sure what was going to happen next, and I was just saving it off in clips. I'm going to try to edit it together, like the best parts, because there's a lot of like me running through walls.
Yeah, could you sax that shit?
Yes,
it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. It was
it next time.
I'll see if because we can like it's just saved to the PS4 hard drive. We can literally just dump it to a USB, and I can. Mm-hmm. Mess with them. I'm really excited. It was so funny. Oh my goodness. I was dying. Like, I'm just kind of staring at the screen. I'm like, I don't know. Because I couldn't, like, interact with half the stuff anymore. Like, there's just these little pickups, and I'm just running right through them. Like, they're not even there. And,
I expect no less from Disney Infinity.
That game is fun. I enjoy that game. It's a good time.
We've played it a lot, so. I assume that.
Phil and Kyle, did you ever climb over the walls around Orgrimmar or Stormwind in WoW?
No.
Probably.
Yeah.
Stormwind I did, for sure. I don't think I did in Orgrimmar. And Wade did more often.
Right. But I don't know. I'm really curious about how those are programmed, because I know, Dustin, Lorraine, you're not familiar. But, like, in WoW, there's, say, Orgrimmar. There's two entrances to the city. And you go through it and you're in the city. If you climb over the wall, there's a giant empty valley where the city is. But if you jump into the valley, you can still, like, target and interact with shit in the city.
Oh.
That's really awesome.
So it's just not like rendering some of it.
Yeah. So it doesn't render everything or do collision detection or anything because go under the street and everything.
Right.
Can people inside the city see you?
No.
Okay.
That's really cool.
They might be able to tab target you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're effectively a floor ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat. If I had to guess about the visual part of that, at least, it's probably because they don't have anything rendering on like both faces of the objects. Because
let me tell you about that.
Yeah, if you've ever done like graphics programming in OpenGL, it's a fucking pain in the ass. But secondly, like you get a really low level look at how like rendering, say, like a texture onto like a surface works.
Mm. It's the same in 3DS Max though. When I was doing a lot of that,
but basically, like if you have like if you render a texture onto a plane,
it's one sided.
It's one sided.
Yeah.
So if you look at the front of it, you'll see the texture, and if you turn it around, it's just invisible. Transparent. Like you'll just see through nothingness.
Well, the thing is, like if you're standing on the wall or like the mountain around it. So you should be looking down at an angle where you would see some of... But, I mean, maybe, like, the skybox is in the way or something like that.
Yeah, there could be a million and one reasons. But, yeah, that stuff's really crazy. And, like I said, it's just always interesting. I'd love to, like, either see other people break those things more so they can kind of explain how it works. Or get, like, the insider, like, have a dev come and say, like, yeah, this is probably why that's broken that way.
The reason I want Wade to play Destiny so badly is because in Halo and WoW, all he ever did was try to break everything, get out of geometry, and use it, exploit it to do hilarious things. And I bet you can do that in Destiny, but
probably.
I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
One of the better ones was some team had pissed him off or whatever, and he was losing real bad.
They were standbying.
Okay, which is, this is Halo 2.
Yeah.
It was capture the flag or
it was capture the flag.
Skulls or something. But anyway, he grabs the flag or the skull or whatever and just gets out of bounds and then taunts everyone else in the game and times out and he wins.
No. The game won't end if you have the flag.
Oh, right.
So he just got
out of the level and waited for them to quit.
Yeah,
because they were standbying and Wade's teammate quit because they were standbying.
He was in an unwinnable position.
1-on-2 or 1-on-3 and he was down a point. So he just took it and left and taunted them over voice chat by like walking above them and stuff. And they eventually like YouTubed how to get out of the level and got to the place he got to. So he went to a more elaborate place. And after like 5 hours, they quit.
Right.
And he won.
Oh my God.
Good for you, Wade. Yeah.
The stronger man.
Clearly the stronger of the wills.
The stats would not falter on this day.
Oh my God.
That's why I want him to play Destiny.
Yeah.
Dang, that's impressive.
It's about the principle.
Right.
Otter.
Not going to lose the cheaters, so I'm going to cheat a lot more so that they lose.
Sounds legit.
Cheat.
I really doubt that Bungie's got any less sloppies.
Right. It's got to be almost. And I know their engines are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Like, there's probably underlying code that existed in a Halo game that's in Destiny.
I'd be shocked if there weren't super bounces somewhere in the game. But I haven't seen anything like that, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's crazy. That's awesome, though. Jeez. Kyle, do you have anything specific that you want to share?
Wow. Still doing this.
That's how long it's taken. Don't worry, I have nothing, because I've played nothing.
I watched a lot of AGDQ last week. And I guess the one thing, interesting thing I could add to this is I've been playing, I got a Steam box, or a dumpster computer from my brother for Christmas. It's a lot better than it sounds, I promise.
It's a pretty good computer.
A pretty nice PC
that
can play Steam games.
But anyway, one of the games I picked up on the holiday sale is called Don't Starve.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I've heard good things. Yeah. I haven't actually played it.
I've played a bit.
It's a roguelike. You're basically just thrust into a...
Environment,
sure. And you're just told to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So you collect stones and twigs and trees and whatever and use them to build axes and pitchforks or whatever and tools to just enhance your survival abilities. And it's just kind of unforgiving type thing where you just have to keep feeding yourself until you die.
That's really cool.
But it's got a cool art style. It's like Edward Gorey
or
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Sure,
that kind
of
idea.
Speaking cool. of like the inevitability of death and Tim Burton.
Right. It's got a lot of
Don't Starve.
It's got a lot of cool little like humor bits and what was the word I was thinking of? Just item interactions or game interactions. Like if you if you're messing with your fire, you might accidentally set the entire forest on fire.
Oh, that's cool.
You have a sanity bar or sanity level, and if you don't sleep or if you don't eat enough or you do weird stuff like stay out at night, your sanity will go down. It's like the last time I was playing earlier today, I attacked a nest of spiders that killed me, and a regenerate. I had set up a ritual spot, so I was reincarnated from that. But my sanity was really low after that. So then I got killed by imaginary monsters.
That's great.
That's pretty awesome. So,
there was a lot of stuff for that game at GDC last year, I remember. It was up for some
It got nominated for one or two things.
I haven't been able to play it too much like that, but it seems like as you get better at it, there's a lot of more interesting stuff you can do.
That's really
cool. I'm looking forward to spending a little bit more time.
I'm glad somebody stole the sanity meter thing from Eternal Darkness, because not enough games have done that, and that's like the one defining characteristic of that game that holds up in any way.
I think that's the only thing I ever hear about that game.
I mean, other than that, it's just kind of a mediocre horror game, but the sanity effects and stuff were really cool at the time.
That's cool. Yeah, I've heard stuff about that game, mainly just seeing the sanity.
Yeah, it was really fun around. It was either right at or like very close to the GameCube launch, and that game was cool. Like
I've heard a lot of good things over the last however long that since that came out, and I've never actually played it. But
yeah, it was really good at the time. I feel like it probably doesn't hold up that well from a gameplay perspective, and also like some of the sanity effects, like it faking that your TV went to no signal, or for like a 4x3 like CRT television.
Right,
so that effect has held up extraordinarily well.
One of those effects was like your volume going down.
Yeah, and it looks like
it had exactly the same volume bar as my friend's TV.
Awesome.
Yep,
that's great.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. Good. That's really neat that that's in Don't Starve. That's great.
I actually don't think I knew about.
I mean, not those specifically, but the fact that they like used sanity as like a mechanic is really neat.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
That's super neat.
So that's about all I've been up to, right? Since you know, in addition to just your usual holiday stuff and getting sick.
Yeah, lots of family, lots of illness.
The death. I get sick once a year. I got it out of the way earlier this year.
Yeah, usually me too. I'm hoping that I won't get super sick. Like, I'm a little sniffly right now, but not like...
Yeah, I powered through your guys' like family illness last year. Mm-hmm. Everyone in their house was basically dead, and I'm just coming over every day, just fine.
Watching us deteriorate.
Yeah. I didn't transfer anything to like my family or anybody else. I was just there.
That you know of?
And vulnerable.
No one was sick in my house around the same time, or afterwards. I think it was kind of maybe a little before.
You did it.
But not the same way.
You're unbreakable.
Yep.
Yeah, you must become a superhero.
How do you know that I'm not already a superhero?
Everyone has a superpower.
That's how you would
Lorraine's say that's superpower how, is she doesn't get sick.
That would be
that's
your disguise.
Oh, supposed to be
glasses.
Mine.
Yep.
Take yours is that you can turn into a deer.
Yep. I'm never letting that go.
Oh.
Secondary mutation.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, real cool. Like I said, I don't think I have anything to share. Like we've just been working on stuff. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that next week, but hopefully we have some big things planned. We're going to be at Indiecade in New York City in mid-early February.
It's the second weekend.
13th through the 15th, I believe. Yeah. February
14th, we're going to be showing stuff off.
So yeah, we're working on new builds for that, which will be like
at least a boss fight extra each the past week
in the games we've been working on, and hopefully some more levels and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Got like 3 enemies completely drawn and a boss. It's been a lot.
If you had to put a percentage on both your games, which I know is maybe not the best thing to do, what would you say?
I would say Down the Drain is probably close to like gameplay wise, not like I have like some extra content stuff that I want to get.
Yeah, done. don't include that.
That's probably like 45 to 50-ish. I've got 3 more boss fights to do, but they're not as intensive as the cucumber ones for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 2 of the 5 done right now, and 2 of potentially. I'm honestly not sure about how many level types they're going to be. There's 2 right now. I've just made a new one over the past like month. While our kitchen has been being redone, I've been working on that.
Get an inner look at the pipes there.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
More like the walls, not so much pipes.
Down the walls.
Expansion.
In the walls.
You play as a dead animal stuck in the wall.
Ew.
You deteriorate over time.
You win the game by tearing the house down.
Getting the owners to tear the house down.
Burning it down. Smelling so bad that they have to run
the lawn. Die. It just smell bad.
It's a high concept game, man.
But yeah, like the main things that still like gameplay wise. Yeah.
We'll see.
Spoiler. It's mainly just kind of like dumb collectible stuff. Like I'm gonna be introducing, like, I already have one programmed in there, but like extra costumes that you can unlock.
Cool.
That are two of which are gonna be references to other games of ours.
That's good.
The one that's in there right
create
now.
Create a universe.
It's like a Marvel web story. Like, connecting literally everything I have done is in all of this like expanded universe. It's gonna be great.
Can I write fanfic for your expanded universe?
You totally can.
It doesn't need to be canonical. I just want to do it.
Can I have the movie rights?
That's right.
I would give you the movie rights. You can have all of the novels.
Yes, that's all I want. Erotic fanfic for everyone.
Telenovelas.
We'll sell you the rights to the movies and the novelization for approximately one Qdoba burrito each.
You just got yourself a burrito.
We'll to be see. paid in full or in equal
installments.
Yeah, equal installments of
you
sexual
get one
burritos.
Of a burrito.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then
that's my plan.
Because, like I said, I'm not entirely sure how many level types I want to include. I've added like some just kind of level hazards. There's like a spike ball that I don't know if you remember, like there's like a shield.
Mm-hmm.
If you touch it with the shield, it completely depletes your shield gauge and pops it, which I'm really excited about. And then there's a mine that will either half your shield gauge or do, like, 2 points as opposed to 1 point of damage when it explodes.
Does the spike ball just, like, travel randomly throughout the level?
It's just stationary.
Or? Okay.
You can't really move it either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, like, well, the new level type I put in is, like, you have to complete a key to open, like, a door. And there's, like, rooms that you can actually see on your map. And you'll see, like, they'll have, like, pieces in it when you collect the pieces. They disappear off the map. I'm really excited that works. And right now the hazards are just in those rooms.
Okay.
So it's like you're navigating around like some of like the wall enemy guys or like the turrets or bigger versions of the chasing guys around like spikes or mines that are in there too.
Cool.
I think they're going to mainly stay in the rooms. I don't really plan to populate the levels with them because I feel like that might get too hectic. It might be a little tight. And it makes them a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And the second boss is done. He just needs better art. Because I threw something together literally in, like, one evening. And just kind of left it there and he doesn't animate it.
Placeholder art.
Yeah. It's really close to what just his final Kirby. Design is going to be. Mm-hmm. But it just needs, like, actual, like, animated features on him. Like, because he's a mutant carrot. He's alive.
Cool.
He's got, like, a Metal Gear Solid-esque, like, headband, like, scarf on. He's got, like, a scar over his one eye.
Carrot's seen some shit.
His name is Taproot.
Aww.
He's great. I love him. He's a lot different from the fish. The ghost fish. But it's good.
Pantoon fish.
But yeah, I don't
Why
know.
Why does that make elephant noises?
It's a horrible ghost space monster. It can make whatever noises it wants. And ruin people's speedruns by RNG.
Accurate. And then what were we going to say just about
I was going to, like, ask you, you're closer to that than me. I've just been doing art.
Sure.
Kind of helping on a boss.
Super Cucumber is probably, like, if I had to make up a number, which I will.
Yes. That's what I was going for.
It's probably between, like, 40 and 50%, like, feature complete, like, as far as the underlying code that dictates, like, how the character moves and how it interacts with enemies and stuff. A lot of that stuff is reusable.
Yeah.
But then as far as content, it's like maybe 15% done. Like, we need to build out, like,
a lot of
reasons for you to play it. No, not really. I mean, I mean, like,
make a bunch of RS.
That's true, but I mean, like, level design and stuff like that. Right. Like, even the levels we have in there are pretty primitive.
Yeah, because you had me do that. Literally the day before we showed them off.
I did it pretty quickly.
Oh, crap. Maker Faire's coming up. Can you spend this whole week making 5 levels?
I'm going to tweak some of that stuff.
Try something out for us here.
Before we put out those other
Can you also make all the assets for them that same week? Okay.
Some music?
Yeah.
I haven't done... That's not me. But so far, I have done all the level design, save the boss fights, because it's been Dustin, and all of the art for Cucumber, and everything on Down the Drain, save the music and some sound effects. But I did spend a day doing Foley work, which was a lot of fun. I was throwing things down a hallway with the microphone in the middle of the hallway. It was so much fun. I was recording water dripping in a shower for like a good like half hour. It's a good time.
There's some good, I don't know if they're documentaries, but just YouTube videos of like the guys making Star Wars sound effects and just the way they do them, especially back in like the 70s. Yeah. It's like an airplane engine running out of gasoline mixed with somebody hitting a pipe in a bathroom two rooms away.
It was fun. I mean, I had sounds I wanted to get, specifically the water, because that was for down the drain. And then I was just kind of like, what can I do? Like, I want to make things happen. So I was just finding, like, I was just kind of like looking around my room or my house.
What
like,
noise can I
make? Okay, let's get this, this, and that. Like, oh, this sounds kind of cool. Let's record a few takes of this. It was a lot of fun. It was a good day.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And then just sitting in some mixer, messing with it for a few hours.
That part's less fun, because then you have to go through, like, 20 minutes of audio for, like, the two or three really good shots. And then carve those out.
That's the money shot right there. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. I was doing that, because there was, the first few takes I did for some of those, like, it was really grainy, so you could hear a bunch of fuzz. And then there are some sounds where, like, I was upstairs in my room for a lot of it, and you could hear the lawnmower, like, two houses away. And so there was very few windows of those sounds I could actually use. Right. So I couldn't tell at the time when I was playing it back, because it was still going on. And I listened to it later, I was like,
what's that noise?
I knew exactly what it was, because I remembered it was recording. I was like, I should have done this in the basement.
Got to get that soundproof house. It's lived in a vacuum.
Just a giant screw top you go up at the beginning of the day.
Be warmer, that's for sure.
Crank it.
Insulated.
Let's go live in a thermos.
Yeah, but stuff's coming along. We're making real progress, which is good, but there's just always more to do. So we'll see. It's going to be a real sprint to February. But yeah, we're going to try to do stuff, like the IndieCade stuff will hopefully go well.
Yeah, we'll hear, because we signed up to work at, or we're going to work potentially at either, we signed up to be in the running for working at the Indie Mega Booth, and maybe GDC, which would kind of be a nightmare because we need to get plane tickets, or PAX East, which is that same weekend, but in Boston. So it would
be sort of close together.
Yeah. Well, it would be either one or the other. We would work. Aww. And that's why we haven't planned anything yet.
Okay.
Because we're waiting to see if we even hear anything. I don't know what we're going to do if we don't
hear.
Their
website claims that, like, sometime this month they'll have announcements about.
When does
that happen? March?
PAX East is, they're both in March, and, like, they roll into each other. So the last day or two of GDC is the first day of PAX East.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's in March is kind of insane this year for, like, being related
stuff. Yeah, it's literally the first week of March.
Okay.
Is GDC, like, that whole week.
And that weekend is PAX East.
Like, the 5th through the 8th is PAX.
So I can't even imagine, like, people who
are hitting up both
have like industry jobs that require them to be at both of those events and do things at both of them. That's probably going to be quite a week.
See you in a while. 10 years older.
Yeah, so we'll see. But hopefully, fingers a lot of that stuff
we'll
will work out.
Get something.
Yeah, and we'll have more stuff like online and stuff at that point too. Like at least some new video footage and.
Yeah. We'll probably put up having like demos.
Yeah, we'll probably put up executables that people can download from like a Google Drive account until they tell us it won't work anymore. So we'll see how that works.
If you get enough traffic at one time, I know Dropbox will shut you down. They're like, "Whoa, you need to hold off on this for like a hot second." But I think it's like volume per like a time period. I don't think it's like constant. Like if it's like a steady flow, I think it's like a bunch of people pinging it at once.
Yeah, we'll see how some of that stuff goes in the future. And we'll probably have, we'll almost certainly have at least one more show before we end up at IndieCade. So we'll talk a little more then. Hopefully we've gotten more done.
And you mean like this show?
Yeah, this podcast. Not. But whatever. I mean, I'm sure there are other shows on.
Not worth watching.
Right, last TV thing. Before we don't need to fall down a hole about it, but we watched like the half of that Agent Carter premiere, one episode of that other Marvel show. It was okay. It was not like great, but it wasn't bad.
And one final TV thing: everybody watch Trailer Park Boys.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah,
I should check it out.
I said I might.
Yeah,
it's leave it at
really
there.
Really good.
Bro was very insistent the last time I talked to him about Trailer Park Boys.
Anyone who's watched it will be very insistent with you.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'll try to check it out. I'll do my best. I was not disappointed by Gravity Falls when I finally watched that. It's
real good. The Wikipedia page is updated. It says the second season is through 2015, and the first season had, like, a break between...
Yeah, the first season was, like, a year-long break. Yeah.
Well, no, it was like, maybe half a year, because it was, like, October to February, and that one ended in November, so...
Did you guys watch Over the Garden Wall? I don't remember.
No, but I still want to. Okay.
Put that on your list.
It's a different type of good than Gravity Falls, but it's definitely worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've mentioned it quite a few times.
It's, I think, like, 90 minutes long.
It's not a lot, I didn't think.
Yeah, we'll for sure check that out at some point.
One sitting.
Like you said, add it to the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
My last TV comment, since everyone gets one. Mm-hmm. Moment of silence for Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. That last episode was pretty good. His sign off.
That whole week was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama episode was amazing.
Has he either started on the Late Show?
I doubt he's started.
I'm sure he's probably, like, if he's not yet, he will be very soon, like, working on it in the background, like, starting to get it set up.
He's got
to
recruit writers and, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And has the Larry Wilmore show...
That starts in, like, a week or two.
Okay.
It's not on yet. They moved that other thing. They moved At Midnight up a half an hour.
That show's not awful.
It is actually not awful. It's much better than it should be.
Right, I was surprised. I sat through it when I was like, that wasn't a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm. It's much better than most of the other shit on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I accidentally, when I was just working on stuff and I let the TV play until there was no more actual television on Comedy Central, I accidentally sat through an episode of Brickleberry and it was atrocious.
I'm sorry for your eyes and ears.
It was not good.
Yeah.
So,
intuitions were confirmed here.
I do not understand the appeal that Daniel Tosh has to anyone.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he's... I don't even know.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's like the bad parts of the internet, only a person.
Right. Condensed into a half-hour show.
Yeah.
Mm, yep.
Which is a half-hour show.
Oh, boy,
long.
30 minutes a week.
Good.
There's at least 7 minutes of commercials in there.
Mm.
The best 7 minutes of any given episode.
These are the best 7 minutes of my life.
Oh.
So what's our news look like this week?
Yeah, I'm going to probably, like, pick and choose.
I don't want to know what our time's at.
Yeah, exactly. I'm definitely not going to read most of these.
I only, like, did two.
I want to read this one because it was a little bit of a bummer, and it happened, I think, like, later in the day that we recorded the last show last year. Ralph Baer passed away. I think it was, like, December 7th or something last year. 92. And he is... for all intents and purposes, the creator of the modern video game console.
Oh, right.
He invented I think it was called the Brown Box, was like the prototype that he had all the patents for.
Yeah.
Which eventually became the Magnavox Odyssey, which was the first video game console product that had all the awesome, like... I mean, it wasn't even levels, like Atari levels of graphics, where, like, it was literally just, like, it could render blocks on the screen that you could interact with.
Yeah.
And you had to put, like, like, screens over your TV to make it, like, oh, right, now it's a soccer game. Oh, now it's a...
Isn't it just Pong?
Huh?
Isn't it just, like, kind of like Pong channel?
Yeah, basically it's, like, two dots that you can move around the screen. And then they made, like, quote-unquote games out of it based on, like, the way that, like, you could change the functionality with... like the other inserts and stuff, but so yeah, that's kind of a bummer. But I'm assuming that's going to happen a lot more frequently with like people who were the founders of video games as time continues to march forward.
It's weird to think like Shigeru Miyamoto did all the Mario stuff. That's a long time ago. He's not old.
Yeah,
he was pretty young when that happened, so he'll be around for a while.
Sure. Yeah, he's like, in like his early 60s probably at this point.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. All
right.
But yeah, that's going to be a sad day.
Yeah.
I'm going to pour one out when Miyamoto's done making games. Like
He'll probably just keep going.
Or maybe Star Fox will be terrible.
That'll be it.
I will not
fade off
into
obscurity. Just get him out of here.
Oh, man.
Paper Mario.
Damn.
Sorry.
Salty gamer in this room.
I was not happy.
Yep. Some of these I'm just going to read real quick. Just read them off. Outside of online fixes, there will be no further major updates for Smash Brothers gameplay.
Yeah.
So that was a thing. Sakurai was just like, we're not going to balance this anymore.
Stop complaining about Diddy Kong.
Something like that. Marvel vs. Capcom Origins has been removed from Xbox Live and PSN.
No.
And this was, like, just an inevitable, like, long-time-coming thing, because they've already moved, like,
okay.
the various versions of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 from all those platforms. Mm. Like, I guess this, each of those licenses expired a slightly different time.
Mm. Right.
So this was the last, like, modern licensed Capcom Marvel crossover. So they're officially done making those for the next 5 years until they maybe relicense it again or something. So that kind of sucks if you wanted to pick those games up and play them again. But if you already had that stuff downloaded on an account, like, you're still good to go. You can download it from your history or whatever. So they didn't, like, take away your purchase, but you can no longer make new purchases
mm-hmm.
of any of those Marvel vs. Capcom fighting games.
On that note, I think it was at the end of the year, Tetris for the original 3DS Virtual Console got taken off.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft, I think, owns it.
Yep, which may or may
not. They made a new one.
Which is a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is the crown jewel of the Nintendo Virtual Console.
Depending on how much of a tinfoil hat you want to put on, may or may not be a direct result of Tetris Ultimate coming out, like, the exact same week.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So.
But that's really depressing. That's maybe the best game to get on that.
You're right. It is a super bummer that they took that off, and I'm pretty stoked that I got a purchase then before they removed it.
Especially
10 years from now,
it'll, like,
be on eBay. It's like, has Tetris.
That was, like, the Game Boy game.
Yeah.
For,
it came packaged with it.
Yeah. It was what got, like, moms loved Tetris.
Right. Everybody loved Tetris.
We're talking about the original Tetris.
The original
Game
Boy Tetris.
Yeah, on the Game
okay.
Boy.
Yeah, they pulled that down.
I have
down.
It on my DS.
Good. Good. Yeah.
You're locked in. Yeah. You got it. Awesome.
But for some reason, for a second, I was thinking, like, the DS one on Virtual Console? I would buy that in a second.
Tetris DS is so good.
Tetris DS is
It's amazing.
Good.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm happy
great.
To have
it's like $1 million now. Mm-hmm. It's so expensive. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Last I checked, it was
Tetris
only like
$30. Tetris DS is... Like, it's still, like, pretty expensive.
There was a point where it was, like, $100. I'm not sure if it's still
I haven't checked it recently. I only checked, like, a few years ago.
Because I definitely have one.
Yes, I do, too.
Speaking of things that are expensive,
the
Xbox One price has now returned to $400.
Yep. What?
So if
what?
Yes. So they're when they announced
that
when they announced that discount, they said, like, this is going to go back up in January, and true to their word,
some economist somewhere told Microsoft that that's a good idea to raise it back up at this point.
Well, I believe you increase your player population, and then that gives people a better reason to buy it
to jump on the boat
because now their friends have them.
Sure,
it makes sense on paper, sort of.
Yeah, I wonder if that'll be
force
like
force them to get it before it goes back up.
Yeah, I wonder if that'll be like an annual thing, like if they'll do that
for
like in general
cut.
In the holiday season, or if it was just this past year due to sheer desperation of like we're getting our asses kicked numbers wise. Like we need to start.
It is
really
it is
getting
true
in there.
People don't really buy consoles between January and June. It's,
right.
it's a dead space.
Mm-hmm. And they did close the gap, like, at least during those, like, it was November and maybe December. I don't even know if they have December numbers yet, but they were finally outselling the PS4 for 1 or 2 months. So, mission accomplished, I'm assuming.
It's roughly the 1 year birthday of my Xbox One, and I want to apologize for not turning it on in about a year.
Xbox One, if you're listening.
Xbox are off. Yep.
I'm sure a lot of people bought the Halo Collection too.
Mm-hmm.
I if it weren't for Destiny, I would have bought an Xbox and bought Halo Collection.
Right. Yep. So that happened. Speaking of other things that are probably going to be expensive, Nintendo announced a Majora's Mask 3D Collector's Edition that sold out within like 2 hours or something of like when they made that announcement.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty brutal.
I followed this.
I figured you might have.
I heard about it, and I went to Amazon like that minute.
Uh-huh.
And that was the minute it sold out.
Yep.
That's the worst
And I was like
thing.
F5ing it later in the day. At one point, it came back on GameStop, but you had to buy their stupid-ass game guide to go with it.
Which so I did, because I'm an idiot.
But I passed.
We also, like, he got me the other hardcover guides.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I have, like, it's, like, fucking...
The big
Twilight
chest
Princess
thing.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Wind
they have,
Waker HD.
They've been making
Zelda
them ever
games
since, like,
in between then.
Right.
Twilight Princess.
Even, like, the Game Boy one, or the DS
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, both DS ones. I've only played one. Who cares?
But the story had a happy ending for me, because originally they had their flyer that said it was going to be exclusive to Amazon, GameStop, and Fry's Electronics, if you live in, like
California,
Texas or California or whatever.
Yeah, West Coast.
But then the next day, it went up on Best Buy. And I got it.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
It was
congratulations.
It was only up for like an hour and a half.
Well, because I went to a GameStop that next day.
Yeah, right. I thought about
doing
this.
And went there, and I asked them, like, oh, do you have the Majora's Mask bundle for pre-order? Mm-hmm. She's like, I thought you were going to ask me about that. She's like, a lot of people have been calling about that. And she goes to the system. She's like, it's not in our system. I'm like...
She was wrong.
Okay. I'm like, I saw it on the website, yeah. And... She's like, oh, I don't. Maybe we're not doing it, or maybe it's just not in here yet. And I'm like, you're definitely doing it. Yeah. And well, I just whatever. Laughed.
They okay. might not Did you have end up- taken in-store pre-orders for it because they knew that they could fulfill everything through yeah.
What the people, internet. What people are doing is, I guess GameStop could do a thing where you could pre-order it in-store and have it sent to your house. Mm-hmm. And if you did that for the Majora bundle, it would have worked that yeah. day.
Oh.
And I think that sold out at about 7 p.m. or whatever.
Right. Day.
And
yeah.
And as the funniest end of this... Like, a couple days later, it went up on Best Buy Canada, or Future Shop, or whatever, mm-hmm. out of stock in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and, I wish I had known about this.
And it hasn't gone back in stock anywhere since.
Yeah, exactly. It's been out ever since. Like, I'm still waiting for someone at Nintendo to understand how supply and demand works and adjust their allocations for these products accordingly.
Not gonna happen. This has been, like, a consistent thing for a long time.
It probably wouldn't sell out that fast. Like, it wouldn't sell as quickly if it were...
Yeah, that's completely true.
There's a better point.
Yeah,
this is a game that doesn't even have a release date yet.
That they can hit.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying that they...
As soon as they overproduce one collector's edition by a lot, then the collector's editions lose their
value. That is all definitely true, but I'm just saying, like... They shouldn't be selling out within hours of the announcements. Like, even if it sells out a full 24 hours later...
Yeah.
Like, if they have roughly the numbers that they think will make that happen...
Maybe,
like,
maybe let a couple of them get to the store shelf, at least.
But, yeah. I mean... Nintendo's management being incompetent is in no way news.
Right. That is true.
Over 10 years ago.
I mean, that is completely factual.
People are still waiting for the GameCube adapters to go back in stock, and they haven't.
They did!
For like an hour.
For another, like...
Nintendo's website store only, and sold out within like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
This is the company that released the Nintendo 64 with tons of hidden functionality that they refused to document just so that third parties would be worse at making games for it.
That was a very, there was a very different Nintendo, but that is completely true. Because that was like the, that would have been like the very end of the Gunpei, or not Gunpei Yokoi, god damn it. He's the Game Boy, Metroid dude.
Boy. Yeah. Virtual Boy.
Why can't I remember his name? The other CEO of Nintendo from, like, the NES, basically.
Yamauchi,
yes.
He died last year.
Yeah, and he ran Nintendo from...
Gunpei Yokoi. I don't know. Sorry.
No, he did. Yamauchi passed away very recently, last year. But he had run Nintendo from, like, the NES era and, like, sometime earlier than that, all the way up to, like, the GameCube launch-ish, where I think Iwata took over.
The funny thing about him is he was not a video game person.
Yeah. Right.
He was a businessman.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were cool stories.
He bought the Mariners.
Yeah. Which are owned by Nintendo now, just as a result of the way that ownership transfer worked and how much of the company he still had at his time of passing. Yeah, there were cool stories about him when he passed away, like people who had had interactions with him, like some dude in the U.S. who was trying to get a Go game published, and he demoed it for Yamauchi, and how that demo worked was... He had someone else play it in front of him for 10 minutes and then, like, yay-nayed it. Like, he didn't touch the controller, which, as far as I know, like, that holds true to canon, that
he never actually handled
the controller for a Nintendo console in his entire stint as their CEO. Interesting guy.
Yep.
Very interesting business ideas.
Yeah.
Interesting company.
I mean, that's where the PlayStation came from, ultimately. It was like Nintendo treating third parties poorly, and then them just deciding that they could make things for the competing platform and being successful.
Yeah.
So, yep.
And that's why Call of Duty is not on Wii U today.
Nintendo
Something like that.
Sony for Philips.
You can make an argument that that is ultimately the case.
Yeah. That's the same case that PlayStation even exists.
Well, yeah,
probably Xbox.
Sony was making a CD.
It was a CD
add-on
for
CD
the Super Nintendo
of the SNES,
right? And they ultimately shelved that.
Nintendo's like,
on.
Oh no,
we're
going to make this deal with Philips, and just kind of like cut them out of the picture. And everyone knows how well the
a year later, Final Fantasy VII came out for the PlayStation.
Yep.
I have two other Nintendo things on here, which I think I have to mention. Nintendo offers new 3DS Ambassador Edition console to select fans.
What?
So on Club Nintendo in Europe,
Okay.
they sent out emails to people with Club Nintendo accounts that met quote unquote select criteria, which like they're not saying
vague bullshit.
Yeah, they're not saying how you qualified for
it's similar to like the Smash Brothers
demos. Probably accrued a bunch of coins recently.
Okay,
that gave you offers to buy a special edition like limited run new 3DS. That has like custom faceplates and stuff like that.
If you want
to
make money on eBay real fast.
Yeah, which actually translates into like a handful of fans getting a cool system that they're going to enjoy and like maybe just hundreds of free dollars for whoever
has I haven't checked what they're going for on eBay, but I bet it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the window for people to accept those might have even closed by now. I think it was like the 12th or something. Mm-hmm. Or I guess that would be tomorrow as of time of recording. But
that'd be a cool platinum reward this year.
Yeah, it would be neat if they did that in other territories.
It'd be cool.
But like you said, it's basically just like Nintendo supplying you with the means to get a couple hundred bucks.
And probably really upset a lot of other people that spent however many hundreds and thousands of dollars on Nintendo products and got nothing.
Yep. So, but the first thing
I don't even know what criteria they failed to meet.
The first thing I did when I read that was double check to try to make sure I didn't have another Smash Brothers demo incident by making sure that I had all my notifications turned on.
Please send me all your spam notifications.
Exactly. Send me all your bullshit and maybe you'll let me buy this dumb thing.
God.
And then the other thing was, Nintendo announces Puzzle & Dragons Super Mario Edition for the 3DS. Phil's making a face. That is accurate.
Yep.
Based on hearing that news.
I'd never heard of this before.
Puzzles & Dragons or the Mario version?
Puzzles & Dragons.
It's fucking bejeweled with microtransactions and it makes a quadrillion dollars every quarter.
Is it a Japanese-only thing?
Well, no,
it's not Japanese-only, but it's Japanese in origin.
Yeah.
So you could get it on like your phone.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah. Lorraine has played it.
That was like I was kind of like more actively playing it maybe like 2 years ago. It's not super recent. It's a couple years old.
Which is why Nintendo's now getting on it.
Exactly.
Something like that. But yeah, then that's going to be a boxed product, at least according to that trailer. They showed a shot of a physical box that game will come in. So they're making a boxed version of an iPhone game.
But it's got Mario's face on.
Right, that sells for like a regular Mario's retail price with no microtransactions in it. I just wanted to say that so I could spew that entire sentence.
It's
this
worse.
Is like our dark dystopian future is just really sad and like underwhelming. That's what's actually happened.
Pretty soon you'll be able to get Mario for $5 and put it on anything.
Bejeweled clones with microtransactions are the true evil. Like these are games that are making hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's Smash 3 puzzles with like a thin layer of something else added on.
Which was a cool idea the first time somebody had it 20 years ago.
King.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
My mom has officially stopped playing the one she was playing one of their Candy Crush clones. She was just playing it for free on Facebook, and she just got to a point, she's like, I am giving them literally no money ever. I can't beat this, I'm done. So there we go.
Good for her for quitting.
Is Farmville still a thing?
Probably.
Who can say?
There was a second one. I just don't.
That's Zynga, though, right?
Yeah, Zynga's a monster.
I've never accepted a request to play a Facebook game.
I block people that do that.
And
good
I
man.
Usually block or unfriend. That's why I blocked Moppin. I remember now. It's because he sent me a Farmville or a Candy Crush request or something.
I had just started blocking those requests because some of them are from my cousins. I don't necessarily want to unfriend them, but
give them a harsh warning.
Yeah, right. If you ever send me one of these,
I have blocked,
I'll kill you.
Like, all notifications
that's
from those
really that
like,
harsh.
Games. Just blanket notifications. Like, don't ever ask me to play this. And they can't. You can't send me anything. It's great. I need a shield.
Unfriend.
Really enhances my Facebook experience.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yep. And that should do it for news. I'm not going to read any of this other stuff. It's not particularly important.
I have a news question.
Yes.
When is Splatoon coming out?
I don't know,
later
but hopefully soonish.
Okay. I thought it was early this year.
I think it's second quarter.
I bet it'll come out in summer, like, time. Yeah. That would be
my
guess.
That's what I call it.
Because they don't have,
for some reason,
as far as I know, they don't have a thing in that slot for Nintendo releases, and they sure still need one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mario Party 10, maybe?
Mm.
Yeah, that game could come out then.
Mm. Does that count? Does anyone
does
still
it?
Buy those?
Does it?
Yes. Mothers buy those for their children.
Yeah, that game looks cool.
Yeah.
I can't
Splatoon.
Mario Party 10.
I'm just making sure.
Thank you.
But thank you for clarifying.
Redundancy check.
Right.
Yep, you did it. I will read the handful of new releases that are on this list, and then we will call it a show.
No.
Tetris Ultimate came out, resulting yep. in maybe the unfortunate takedown of the better Tetris, Tetris game on 3DS.
Aww.
That's on Xbox One, PS4.
It's on everything.
PS Vita.
It's literally everything.
3DS and PC. I didn't see it listed for last-gen consoles, though, which is interesting.
That's good.
I'm not actually 100% sure if that's true, but when I looked it up, I could not find it.
It's a good thing. The more shitty games that are on older consoles, I think the better.
Hmm.
More of a transition. Like, let's cut this.
Sure.
They're good and ready.
Yeah.
Pokemon Pinball Ruby and Sapphire for the Wii is out for the Wii U, which was originally a Game Boy Advance game that I think Lorraine was the only person who knew it existed.
Yep. We didn't even know
it's
about
great.
It.
It's great. It was a fun time. I really enjoyed that game. I don't know if I'd play it on a Wii U.
Have you played both pinball games?
Not the first one extensively, because we never owned it.
So no one in this room has played both of them.
I guess no one's played them both.
I have played it before.
Enough to compare them?
And the first one was a Game Boy Color game, so I imagine this one's better. But
I mean, graphically.
It's a pinball game.
Wow.
Right?
Pinball was perfected by Kirby's Pinball 20 years ago.
I would say, like...
Sonic Spinball.
Metroid
Stand corrected.
No, not really. Sonic Spinball wasn't that good.
It's still pinball.
Yeah. You're catching Pokemon while playing pinball.
Okay.
That hasn't changed.
I can't justify spending $8 on GBA games. I can't.
I could if it was...
Unless it's Golden
Sun. Mainstream Pokemon game.
Unless it's got Golden Sun in the title.
There are a handful that I can, not most of them.
Yeah.
If that game is called Fire Emblem or Golden Sun...
Right.
Advance Wars.
Or Advance Wars, those are probably my three.
I couldn't even give them $8 for Fire Emblem. And I love Fire Emblem.
That's how much I love Fire Emblem.
Ambassador. I've got it.
Yeah, I've got the Sacred Stones on one, too.
Yep. Whatever. There's a couple more things in here.
I would buy Final Fantasy VI to have it on my 3DS on a virtual console. If it was the GBA port.
These GBA ports are for the Wii U only.
Oh, I never...
Yeah.
They never got their emulator working straight to the 3DS.
If you had a Vita, you could get
Final Fantasy VI.
I know.
you don't want to buy that version.
I could...
You can run any version, maybe. I don't know if the Vita has been opened up yet, really.
PSP.
PSP mode.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
PSP mode on the Vita.
You can do, like, everything on a PSP.
Right.
It's kind of mind-boggling, because when I was...
That's what I would do.
The cool crime of emulation.
I was looking at how to make a, like, custom bubble that will launch a, like, PSP emulator.
Because there was a time where I had borrowed Dustin's PSP and was just playing, because I never owned one, and was just playing games I hadn't ever played. Like, that's how I played Birth by Sleep, and, what else did I play? Persona 3, that's where I first played that. And his disc reader in that wasn't working anymore.
It wasn't working well.
Well, yeah, it was.
Right. We didn't actually download ROMs for these games. Like, I had the physical discs.
Yeah, I was trying to play
them. But trying to play them, like, it'll just error out if you tilt the thing even slightly. So I put the disc in the PSP, flipped it face down,
and then
ripped it off of the and then dumped the ROM to a PC. And then you just put it on a memory stick, and it works.
Yeah, PSP mode in my Vita is the same way.
That's great. That's really good. Yep. I was able to backdoor get my PSP save into my Vita by like downloading the game and Persona 3 Portable, and then like making a new save file so that the folder is there when you connect it to the computer. Ripping it off the Vita or the PSP and then just kind of shoving it in there for the Vita, and it was there so I can New Game Plus it when I want to play that game again.
That's how I used to transfer Pokemon saves.
Nice.
That's good.
Yep. A handful of other games on this list. Adventures of Lolo is out for the 3DS.
Oh boy.
Has anyone ever heard of this game?
I've heard of it. I've never played it.
It's an NES puzzle game starring the Kirby character.
Yeah. One of those Kirby designs, right?
The one that's not pink, Lolo, I believe.
The one without a bow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same as Popo and Nana, only Lolo and Nana.
Yep.
And they're horrible.
Mega Man Battle Network 2 is out for the 3DS.
Finally.
I know, right? You're so excited. I still kind of want to play one of those games at some point.
I played maybe one of them for 5 minutes and put it down.
I played the first one on an emulator when it first came out.
I'm thinking of Mega Man Zero.
I got kind of far.
Mega Man.
They don't really make games that star you anymore.
Sorry.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Did you see the thing? PlayStation had like a 30th anniversary or 20th anniversary poster on their website. And it had Mega Man in it, but it used the render from Smash 4.
I did not, but that's awesome.
It's pretty funny.
Well, no, it's like all of the Amiibo posters are using a Fox picture from Assault.
Really?
Yes. Mm. All of them.
Also funny.
Not like but Smash Brothers.
Slightly less funny because like, at least it's the same company.
Yeah, at least they own
it. I know,
it,
but
yeah.
It's still, it's just really funny.
That's rad. That's so funny.
It is really good, though.
They didn't have any pictures of Mega Man anywhere in their
files.
Yep. They probably grabbed one from like one of the Legends games and they vetoed it.
Right, yeah.
No. Nah. Are you kidding?
But those games are...
Those funny. Motherfuckers. Oh, anyway. I put this on the list because I really like the title. Let me see if I can tell this correctly. Atelier Aisha Plus, The Alchemist of Dusk.
Atelier?
Sure, totally.
Knows what we're talking about.
It seemed like there's a cute anime girl on the cover, so someone at this table is going to be right.
Where's Bro?
You have the PS3 version? Atelier games. Not this
one. Not this one? Okay. I've seen this in store at Meijer, just like on the shelf, a PS3 version. The Vita version just came out. And it's got plus in the title, so there's probably extra contents.
It's
coming out next
English?
Week. Yeah. They're
okay.
It's just at retail, like unless Meijer imported it, which would be awesome.
I knew that Vita Plus versions had come out before, mm-hmm. but not.
Yeah, this
I've
is
never
getting
seen them come out in the U.S.
This is getting a U.S. release next week. It's probably not a box. The listing I saw was just PlayStation Network download.
Right, yeah.
So I doubt it's got a physical release. But you should be able to download that on the 13th of January, apparently.
I won't like because those games are not fun to play,
awesome.
But I appreciate that it exists.
That's kind of how I felt when I saw it, especially when I saw it in the store. I was like, I've never heard of that. It looks weird. But Meijer, like, as far as like big
stuff.
Retail outlets go, Meijer must have some... Like, there must be someone in their supply chain that has a relationship with Japanese publishers, because they get weird Japanese games that I would not expect,
yeah.
like... a Walmart or, like, equivalent store to carry. Like, they have stuff like that in there. So, I don't know how to explain
so
that.
I'm my OCD with dice right now.
Cheating at Yahtzee?
Yep. No, I'm...
Cheating at Yahtzee?
No.
Mm-hmm. In my mind, you just made an R-Wing because you were thinking about Star Fox.
No, I have horrible problems with symmetry. It's bad.
Oh, problems with symmetry.
It's really bad.
It's my favorite.
That doesn't bother me.
I just wanted to see.
I'm not that bad.
And finally,
that's good. I was willing to take that chance.
That's why I have a problem with like making tile maps because I make things symmetrical.
Asymmetrical design can be good.
I know.
Yeah,
that's what I have to do. Like I like making like pixel perfect like blocks, and I'm like, but that's not.
It's
no,
not gonna look like
stop
that on
it.
The game.
Bad. And then I go back and redo everything.
Yep. The last thing on this list. Lufia, The Legend Returns is out mm-hmm. on the 3DS on January 15th.
Whatever that means.
Speaking of games that I've never actually played, but
is
am aware
a port
of
the Game Boy
yeah,
one?
It's a port of the Game Boy Color game.
That's a fun game that I don't think I've played more than an hour of.
is it a port or a virtual console?
Well, it's a virtual console
okay.
release.
Oh, okay.
It's not a
okay.
like it's not an updated or like any in any way modified product.
I gotcha.
It is the Game Boy Color game that you can play on your 3DS.
I actually almost started playing that again when I was in Spain. So.
There you go. Like, you could have a fresh download version of it.
That I consider revisiting it 20 years later. So
that's fairly high praise,
yeah.
all things considered. Awesome. Well, that's the last thing I have in this list. So I think we're going to wrap it up.
We made it.
We did. It feels good.
It feels
Be
good.
Be back in the saddle.
Missed you, Max.
We did it. We got a shout out.
Everybody gets one.
Max Williams.
No,
you're
just
Max.
Which you are. God love you.
Really, if anybody gets to the end of this, they should send us an email and we'll give them a shout out.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you listen to the end of the show,
send us a topic
email,
and we'll talk about
email
it.
Us
yeah, really.
At email us at podcast@cubicorngames.com.
We will say your name.
Yep. I will talk about
whatever
anything
the hell
short
you want.
Of well, we'll
nothing's
see.
Off the table.
Yeah.
Kind of weird stuff
send me
already,
send
so.
The email and we'll go from there.
Right. We'll at least mention it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll tell you that we won't talk about it.
Right.
So give that a shot. And then that's going to do it. So you can check out our game stuff at cubicorngames.com.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode. And for myself, Lorraine, Phil, Doug, and Kyle. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Go Colts!